Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Two Talking Nerds. My name is Tyler, and along with me, we've got...
Mike.
What's going on, Mike?
Not much. How are you?
Doing good. It's been about a month or so since we recorded.
Been a while.
Yeah. So, all right, big episode tonight. Really excited. And for those of you who are expecting to be listening to the Game Force 5 podcast, and you're like, who's this idiot that's rambling on at the beginning of this? This is the crossover episode, so we have... two of the Game Force 5 with us. Who do we got?
Got Nick over here.
Dane.
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing much. Doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good. Excited. Happy to be at the crossover.
It's... Suck at CW.
It's way better than CW's.
I'm way better than Flash ever will be.
Oh, that's true. Absolutely true.
Wow, those are fighting words. Remember, this is my house, gentlemen.
Right out of the gate, he's bashing it. All right. So this crossover has been about two or so months in the works since wedding that we met up at a few months ago. And we talked about getting this going. So finally, here we are. Little history. I actually grew up with Nick back in Western Nebraska. So I've known Nick for a very long time.
Go Huskers.
Well, there's no one else to meet. There's probably nobody else to meet down there, so there had
You're
to be friends.
You're from South Dakota.
We're putting a stop to that right now. No Husker talk around here.
So, but yeah, so we've been wanting to do this for some time, so really excited to get this going, and the guys even brought gifts. Like, I got bobbleheads. And
I got a movie.
And Mike got
an awesome Japanese movie that I am super pumped to watch. It's on Blu-ray, too, which is amazing.
Yeah. So
it's, and as our friends who listen to our podcast know, it's Dragon Wolf.
It's pretty about exciting.
We've talked about it multiple times. It is amazing.
I think we've reviewed it twice.
I think we have. Both times, I'll give it a 10 out of 10 because it's that good.
It's a ringing
endorsement. Wait, you also like Batman and Robin, though, too, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's going to suck.
Oh, I can see fists flying before the end of this episode, but that's all right.
Well, Dane's, Dylan's not here, so I can't really hit him.
Well, and Dane's into wrestling a lot, so he's going to feel right at home once elbows start
That's right.
flying.
Next time Dane comes here,
F5s.
He's going to be dressed as Sting with a baseball bat.
I'm going to come in with a bat at the end and just...
He probably tried to power drive you, but he doesn't know how because it's all fake anyway.
If he's rocking Sting paint, I respect that. That's like the old, that's all I remember from my childhood
exactly.
with wrestling is Sting.
Wait, WCW. is he supposed to be Sting or the Crow?
Well,
very similar. Very similar.
He's Vince McMahon's ripoff, the Crow.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, no, glad to have you guys along. So we're going to rock this thing out, have some good times. And we talked actually on the ride over here about doing, almost trying to do semi-regular little crossover episodes, trying to get together.
We did?
You did not, because we came to your home.
Oh, that's right.
So the three of us, not including you, spoke about on the way over to your home.
We made
record.
The decision for you.
Yeah, we made an executive decision.
That, you're welcome.
Just like being married all over again.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a 50s housewife and we're just making all your decisions?
A little bit. I don't feel very pretty though right now.
Well, maybe you should be doing some more ironing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
In the own man's
house.
We're
more chauvinistic here, people.
Let's see if we can alienate all of the women right out of the gate. We will have no...
It's amazing.
I'm,
I'm
the single one.
We're smoking.
Everybody else is married, but not me, and I don't get it.
No, Dane's not married.
I'm not married.
I thought you
married.
Were.
No.
He's a single man.
You want to be?
Mike, that's still not legal in the state of Minnesota. Dane is a single fella. Ladies.
That's right. Just got a promotion.
Get out there and get some, Dane. Yeah.
I'm worth $50,000 dead, what? Ladies.
Wow.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
Dude, just
getting murdered in an alley.
Don't tell them that, Dane. We're somewhere I don't know where we are.
I got the street smarts. I'll be out the window. I'm going to leave you.
Dane just signed his own death warrant. Oh. So, yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about a few things tonight. I've also got a little bit of a sinus congestion thing, so you'll be hearing a lot of that happening.
See, I was sick last time, and now Tyler's sick.
Right, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
So, I'm not on any heavy medications, though, so I won't be, like, semi-incoherent throughout this, so hopefully we're still all in one piece. We're going to talk some TV shows, cover some of the DC stuff. We've got some differing opinions on especially The Flash and Gotham. And then we're going to talk some Arrow. Got some differing opinions on that as well. So we're going to cover that. Some movie news, video game news, and just have a general good time, hopefully. So first up, what's it going to be, fellas? We want to do...
I'd like to talk about Goofy and Star Wars. Because...
I'm not hosting, so I can't stop you.
I don't have any Band-Aids.
It's a joke here, folks. I'm kidding. We don't have to talk about Goofy.
That is a Game Force 5 insider joke. So, but yeah, if we want to talk about... let's do some games first. Nick, you had some stuff you wanted to bring to the table.
Okay, so it's been a while since we've talked about games. We haven't been on
over
almost 2 months.
I want to say November 11th was the last release of you guys, so a little over two.
Because after that podcast, Halo, the Master Chief Collection came out. And we were all very, very excited for this game. It was supposed to be all four Halo games, the first 1, 2, 3, and 4, all the multiplayer original. They redid 2 with updated graphics.
Was Reach in that too?
No. Reach was not included. But so this game came out, and it's pretty terrible.
Awful? Horrible and awful together?
Yes.
Yes.
It's bedong. It's really bad and wrong.
Bad wrong. That was a blatant Kung Pao reference. You have my utmost respect, sir.
Which is also my dad's favorite movie, by the way.
That's one of my favorite movies. That's amazing.
One of my dad's favorite movies, too.
10 points for Dane.
Work on this. It came out. The servers within the first weekend were crashing all over the place. You can't play online.
Upwards of 35 minutes to get into one multiplayer game.
It sounds like Diablo 3 all over again.
Yeah. This is the all online future in gaming we're looking forward to.
I mean, so these are like 10-year plus old games that should work. Like, they should just work.
And I'm not a big FPS fan, and I never really played a lot of Halo. But
what?
I mean, I reckon. What?
You haven't played.
I didn't say didn't. I said not a lot.
But that's almost like saying didn't.
Okay. That is like saying didn't.
Right. See? Thank you.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to let you guys talk this one. I'm going to sit. I'm out.
So, okay. So, but yeah, it came out. So the first thing is like the cutscenes on Halo 2 were done by Blur.
Yes. Blur Interactive.
And they're gorgeous. They're absolutely next gen.
The best part of the game.
The best part of the game. They are beautiful.
The non-playable parts are great.
Yes.
And so, yeah, and you can push a button and switch between, like, what it looked like originally and then what the new updated graphics look like. And it is absolutely amazing what they've done.
These are just the cutscenes?
Just the cutscenes in between playing the game. Okay.
Is this supposed to look like what they did with Turtles in Time?
Turtles in Time.
They redid it to a high def, so it looks... cleaner and smoother.
Yeah. This is like...
But these aren't even like redone. Like, they didn't redo them. They just actually redid the whole
scene. They like reshot the CG.
Oh, they reshot everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whole new CG. I mean, this is like...
It's better than like Transformer movies.
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, a 5-year-old can do better than Transformers
The
movies.
Plot in these cutscenes.
Not if you ask Luke.
plot in these cutscenes are arguably better.
Yeah, but that part's amazing. That earns it just 1 point to begin with, okay? On a 10-point scale, that earns it a point just the fact that those cutscenes are beautiful.
And they play.
So the first, like, that single-player campaigns, the single-player campaigns work kind of.
Dane's I've had talked about massive issues with the sound, like, because the sound's supposed to switch when the visuals do, and I've had some crazy stuff happening. Yeah. Texture pop, I switched the graphics once, and one of the characters stayed low res, and like everything else was like new. It was weird. I wish I would have screenshotted it and sent it to the devs and been like, "This is messed up.
This is how your game is not working." But that the single player that kind of worked. The multiplayer to this day, it still takes me about 5 minutes to get into a match, and that's not like acceptable. Like it should be. I mean,
jeez, that's like PlayStation 2.
Oh yeah, that's really terrible.
And trying to play EverQuest.
I looked online, like I went on Twitter to like the developers, and one of the developers, this was his like troubleshooting. He's like, if you're trying to get into a game, wait 15 minutes, and if it doesn't work, restart the search. That was his fix it. That's not a problem solver.
I'm a software developer, and that is my go-to advice.
So
restart the server.
So here's my idea.
15 minutes, though.
What they did was they used to... Okay, so you'd get into a multiplayer match with, say, you know, five people on each team. And then once that match was over, say three of those people decided to leave, well, then it only had to search for three people to come back in, right?
It restarts the search for everybody.
Now, every time you exit a game, you have to restart a search for another nine people to join your match. So you're constantly, it's constantly searching the servers for nine more people. And I think that's where its biggest problem is that it's constantly searching for nine
people. Even in and of itself, if it had to get nine new people, that should not be a half hour endeavor. Well, now you're saying like five-ish minutes.
But still, it should
5 minutes is like a half hour in the gaming, in the gaming world.
5 minutes is an eternity.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
In wait time.
That's like seven runs on Crossy Road.
And then also the 15 modes that you can play, like there's SWAT and there's like Big Team Battle and some of those. Of those, only one is ranked. So there's probably 14 of them that are not ranked. It says coming soon next to the ranking. And so literally every match that you play on anything other than the one that they have selected does not matter. You finish a game and you're like, oh, I was number one. I had the most kills in that match, and literally it doesn't matter.
It doesn't even save career stats. And...
So it says coming soon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it says coming
soon.
So
they knew that wasn't finished, and they made you buy this Masterpiece Collection
that is not finished yet. Because when the game first came out, everything was ranked, and then literally...
And there was like 90 playlists, and they started like one by one taking them out until like...
These are... old games.
Yes. I mean, how long ago, like Halo 4 is the newest one. Yeah. How long ago did that come out? Like,
it came out in 2011, I think. 2011.
So we're looking at like 4 years old, almost three, 4 years
Something
old,
like that.
Okay, so
three. I didn't do
that. 3 year old, my basic math.
15. Carry the one.
So like, yeah, I mean, it should work. I mean, these are all games that are, they're not new. It's not something that they had to engineer the wheel here. It should work, and it just doesn't. And that's what was so frustrating about it, is that this was the game that we'd been waiting for. I mean, if you listen to our podcast, we'd been talking about this for two months, I think. Yeah. I mean, we were very excited about this, and it just didn't work.
How big is this? Is this set? Is it coming like in a big like fancy box? Oh, it's just one disc.
One disc.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
With
without the multiplayer,
right. It's one disc.
Hold on.
You have to download 11 gigs.
You have to download an 11 gigabyte patch.
What?
Just to play the game. Yes. Well, and it takes. Oh, and let me just reiterate also that it's on one disc, but it is all like zipped up, and you basically when you put it in, it takes somewhere between like. I'd say 6 to 12 hours to install the whole game. Like you sit there because like it's installing all four games.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
You could die before it gets done.
Oh, absolutely.
Something could happen and you never got to play it.
Well, yeah. And all right. So here's the thing with speaking with like huge game files there. I'd never played it. But someone mentioned to me the Conan, MMORPG a few years back was like a 50 gig download.
That actually wasn't that bad of a game.
I heard it was absolutely terrible. But what's nuts is like a 50 gig download. The installed version is like 11 gig.
Yeah.
So it took 50 gigs to install 11.
Yeah.
And there was really not much to that game either. It was your basic adventure game. It wasn't huge. I played the demo. I never played the full game, but it was just like playing Golden Axe or what's that other one? It was for the PS2, I think, or PS3. Now I'm rambling because I can't remember what the game
Mario?
Was called.
Fable. We just start throwing out random stuff.
Mario. Paper Mario?
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, like, so this had led me to the decision to first of all, not play Halo because it's just not working.
I got rid of my Xbox. And
Dane got rid of his Xbox. We both went and bought Wii U's. And the reason why is because...
We're 12.
No. The Wii U... At least you get
the Tomb Raider exclusive.
Here's two things that I can say about the Wii U that give it the most amount of cred, in my opinion.
Mario Kart.
Number one, it does not have huge installs. I don't have to sit for days on end waiting for a game to install. Because it's like, you know, that used to be the fun of coming home with a new game, was you came home, you put a disc in, and you start playing the game. Or you put your cartridge in, and you start playing the game. Now, you come home, and let it sit for 2 hours, and let it install.
Well, I bought the PS4 finally. The only reason I bought it was for the new Batman game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was just going to wait, but I bought Arkham it Knight. Anyways. Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be.
And I got the Grand Theft Auto and Last of Us bundle.
Okay.
So it came with the Grand Theft game case, which was pretty cool. Yep. I'm glad it came with that. But then it had the digital game of Last of Us, which was fine. Right. It took me an hour and a half, I think, to install Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
Ridiculous. And then it got done installing. I'm like, I don't really want to play this right now.
That's exactly how you feel. You get done with the install and you're like, well, you know, I've got some time. Let me put this game in and play. And then by the time it's done installing, you no longer have that time.
Yeah.
So that was one of my things with the Wii U. And then the other thing is that the games work. I mean, I've had zero issues with any of the games that I've played on it. None of them have
game breaking bugs.
Yeah. Game breaking bugs. They don't have, you know,
day one updates.
Issues. They don't have, I mean, there's just no issues with them. So it's like, I understand that the technology is, you know, behind the PS4 and the Xbox One, but it works.
Right. And the only thing that I will say in defense of Microsoft and whoever the studios and the devs were between, you know, that Master Chief Collection is...
It's 343. We're going to call them
And
out.
The 90 three, other four, three, teams that worked three, on it.
Bungie. Four, are they doing three.
It? It's not Bungie anymore, right?
No.
No, like, Bungie does Destiny. It's a much
the other
worse...
wet fart of the video game industry.
That game is horrendous.
The wet fart is exactly how I would describe it.
I have more
game.
Fun farting than playing that game.
Right, but so the only thing that I will say in their defense is, like, as a software developer, I get it. When you have existing technology and you try to bring it up to date, or you try to for a next gen system like that, it does expose bugs in the old software. So, but
here's my thing,
these
though, is
are
that
multi-billion
I feel like...
dollar.
Yeah.
Industry. It should be able to come out without all the day one patches and all
and
of
here's,
the,
here's the here's the thing is that
broken.
Is
it's
that
nuts.
Rockstar, they're a developer who will not release a game if it does not work.
Correct.
And that's what
Arkham
I want.
Origins.
That's what we need to, like, you know, hold these developers to is there needs to be some kind of a standard, because like the other game that we talked about was Assassin's Creed Unity came out the same weekend that Halo came out. And I mean, like, people's
burned.
Faces were completely gone. It just showed their eyeballs and their hair. And it was like really creepy.
I've seen a lot of screenshots of that online. Yes. And it's just, yeah.
I mean, like,
it
that's
really terrible.
That's game breaking stuff, you know? And it's like, that should be fixed before you release the game. I understand, like, you want to make money, but
that's
don't
alpha
sell
level
it.
Coding.
Yeah.
That,
so absolutely.
That and that game ran at about between 10 and 12 frames per second.
I don't think Rocksteady has ever come out with a bad game.
No. That's, it's kind of the
Rockstar.
Same thing. Rocksteady.
What did I say?
There's two kinds. There's Rocksteady and there's Rockstar.
RoboCop?
Batman. Okay. And then Red Dead GTA guys.
I thought, oh, that's Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocksteady did the Batman ones.
Okay.
Rockstar did
and
Grand
Rockstar.
Theft.
Is,
okay.
Yes.
But if look, I mean, look at the Batman games, Arkham
was like
City
a no
and
doubt
Arkham
album or something, aside. Wasn't it?
What's that?
What?
I thought Rocksteady was like a No Doubt album, wasn't it?
Yes.
Rocksteady. Wasn't that a song from them?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was just a song.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get off No Doubt.
Back to the topic at hand.
With Rocksteady, Batman and the Batman games, Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, they were flawless. I never saw any glitches.
Those were very good.
And then Arkham Origins came out, which was not very good.
I never saw that one.
It was
not
horrible.
Rocksteady.
Yeah, that's not made by Rocksteady.
And I knew it was going to be bad because Rocksteady wasn't doing it. But they did that on purpose because they were doing the Arkham Knight, and it was just too big of a game to
do. To this day, Rocksteady, like, they don't even confirm that, like, that that game even exists.
Yeah, yeah. I like, would.
They don't. They don't. Yeah, they don't.
They said like, the completion to our Batman trilogy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it has no replay value. I finished it and I was like, oh, I'm done with this game. Arkham City, I've played that. I've lost count.
See, and you take a game like Grand Theft Auto, and that game's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. And to have, like, very few glitches, I mean, game-breaking things in it, that's a feat. That's something that's awesome.
Yeah, and I haven't seen any of that franchise in, I don't know how many versions.
Yeah.
I probably haven't seen any of them in 10 years.
Yeah.
But the open-world environments are just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And that's...
And to have a game that's so narrow as like Halo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so messed up.
It's a very simplistic thing. I mean, it's a room.
It's basically very linear.
Yes.
It's basically a room, like, especially the multiplayer is just a room with people in it. I mean,
right.
You can't get much. And I mean, eight people. I mean, we're not talking like a room full of people. Like, there's eight people and that's it.
Sure.
It doesn't get much like more simplistic than that. So I just feel like it should work. And it's not working. And there's been multiple games now where, you know, especially with Ubisoft, they've had multiple games come out.
Crew.
It just doesn't work. And that seems to be like what's breaking this console generation is the fact that these games are coming out, but they don't work. And it's like, that's why I bought games.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, I bought a game.
Well, for the longest time, it was like consoles are great. And then PC was just like, that was the dominant. Like, yeah. PC would, you couldn't compare.
Always killed
on a console. Yeah. The PC would just destroy it. And now with some of the newer generation, it's like you expect the consoles to be able to hold their own. And sadly, it feels like a lot of the time they still just can't.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was watching a YouTube video, and they were talking about this. And they I think the one guy summed it up pretty good that, you know, back in the day, when you released a cartridge on, you know, Sega Genesis, that's it. If that game does not work, it does not work forever.
There's no updates.
There is no updates. It is forever broken that way. And now it's like, oh, well, we can release it and we'll just patch the crap out of it.
Right.
And
we'll get your $60 right now.
By the time Unity is working, it'll be like 100% different.
And then just wait for the DLC content to be going through your wallet.
Yeah. Right, right.
Or you can wait a year and a half and get the Game of the Year edition and then get it for free.
And that's what I have no problem with, like, the DLC. And, like, okay, say it's, you know, because usually I figure, like, okay, a game's $60. They charge you $40 for DLC to get, like, all the DLC at once.
$100.
So you're looking at $100 for a game. And I'm fine with that if it works.
Right.
If it works. But it's not working.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to continue to pay more money for something that doesn't or that works less than what I previously paid on the previous console generation.
Correct.
So I just think that they need to improve on the fact that, like, okay, you can't just put this out there and let, you know, they're banking on people are going to buy this. And
we are, and that's why they keep doing it.
Exactly.
No one
stop pre-ordering everything.
Exactly.
People. That's the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I'm trying to remember, like, I don't have either of the next gen consoles.
Loser.
Fair enough. I have a wife and children.
Sorry.
Everyone's just like, that's your own problem. Yeah. But so typically like $50-$60 was like the previous generation for a PS3 or Xbox 360. Is it still at 60?
It's about the same.
Did it go up to 70?
No, it's 60.
Yeah. 60. Okay. 60 is the
max.
But
then like they always like every game now has DLC.
Oh, right.
And then yeah, they charge it's like $40 for right. a, you know, to get the complete DLC pack.
And a lot of times the DLC is not worth paying for.
Nope.
Like I got the game edition of Batman Arkham City, and the DLC came with it for free, which DLC should always be free because you're paying already full price for the game.
Right.
And the DLC, which was Harley's Revenge, was a very interesting little twist to the game.
It's like,
but it was only half an hour long. Yeah, it was very short.
Yeah, I had heard that it was very short lived.
And they wanted to charge, I think, $10 or $15 for the extra game when it first came out. So yeah, I never do DLC. It's not worth it to me, anyways.
Yeah, it really depends on what it is. For
me. It depends on the game. I mean, there's some games out there. An example would be like Borderlands, where a lot of their DLC is actually, I mean, it really does expand the game. It adds a lot to it. but like, see, they come out with these DLC packs of like, it's like a four pack of like, you know, four DLCs are coming out.
Right.
Well, of those four, one of them, or maybe two of them, are like you said, maybe like a half an hour ordeal, and then the other two are good. So it's like, okay, well, I'm actually only paying for two DLCs because the first two are, you know, pretty terrible,
yeah,
and the other two are okay.
Or you can get a DLC of skins, which right. The skins always look like crap. Yeah,
skins should never be DLCs. Like, those should just
something
be included.
Some guy made at his desk.
Maybe in his mom's basement. Later next week, I don't really care. You can... Hey, you've got a 9 meg update for this.
Yeah.
And then it's a couple of new skins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, skins, they're nothing for the developer. I mean, it takes them no time to make those things, and they should not be considered DLC.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Looking at you, Rocksteady.
But I want that cat one. It's
so good. Make sure you pre-ordered it from Best Buy, because that's exclusive.
Exactly.
All right. So that's, all right. So is that, I don't think we actually really had anything else as far as video games.
I just got done playing Alien Isolation.
Oh.
And I'm a big Alien franchise fan. I love the movies. And they've had some really hit and misses with the games, a lot of misses.
Oh, yeah. I've heard mostly misses. I haven't played any of them, but I've heard mostly misses.
Really? Yes. The only game that I really enjoyed from that franchise was Alien vs. Predator, and that was on the PS2, I think. Maybe it was a PS3 where you could play the Predator, Alien, or the Colonel. Or the Colonel. KFC Colonel.
Colonel Sanders.
The Marines. And the Predator and the Marine games were very well done. Mm-hmm. The Alien character was not the greatest, but it was still decent.
Yeah.
The last game they had out was the Colonel Marines.
PS3. Marines.
Colonial Marines or what?
Yeah.
That game had some issues.
Oh, that was...
Yeah. So, okay, again, so, like I said, I never horrendous. Played it, but everything I saw or
that,
heard was...
This is the same company that picks up, or that did Borderlands.
And Duke and Nukem.
They like to pick up...
Duke Nukem Forever.
They like to pick up these old games that no one ever finished, and they try to finish them and put them out, and they end up being terrible. Duke Nukem was the first one. They tried that, and it was absolutely terrible, because, I mean, Duke Nukem was popular, you know, when we were kids.
Right.
Because of the fact that...
It was naughty.
It was naughty and it was funny and you know, all this stuff. Well, now it's like, it's not funny and it's kind of dumb and, you know, it's all the same stuff, but it's like, okay, these are 90s jokes, you know? I mean, it's just not as funny anymore.
Correct.
Not as, you know, the same style now. So that game kind of, you know, wasn't great. And then, then they came out with Colonel Marines. Which
and all the.
Was a game that was also in production forever. I think
completely broken. They had so many different designers and different directors, and
as I recall, like some of the, if I remember right, they showed a lot of footage at like E3.
Oh, it was amazing.
And all the footage was just amazing.
Yeah,
and literally none of it.
Not
even a little bit.
Game.
There's
like
none. There's legal things brought up against them for it.
Yeah. Like the best scene was where they were in the hallway and they had the remote guns, and there's just a horde of aliens coming at you, not in the game at all. You don't get to use a smart gun. The only nice thing about the game was that you could find like these little hidden items, which were like replicas of the franchise movies, which is kind of cool.
It's like little Easter eggs that you pick up.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not make a game.
So that game was, not at all. So the game was just horrible. And then they finally came out with Alien Isolation, which was finally an actual alien game where you have the suspense and you're being... That is my guinea pig just freaking out.
If you didn't hear that, the guinea pig just went nuts. And if you did, that was the guinea pig going nuts.
Oh, he's just losing his mind over there. He's mad about Alien as well, I guess. But
it's supposed to be more like survival horror.
Yeah, which is what the movies are based out of, which is except for the third one, which we won't talk about that. So I was really pumped to play the game, and you know, the game is all right, but it's too slow for my liking. I had a stroke.
I warned you guys that it would happen at some point. Mike would just lose consciousness. He'll be back with us in a moment.
I'm just drinking Diet Mountain Dew, I swear to God. When you first see the alien, it's pretty epic, and the music and the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I really dug that, but it's just too slow of a game. I got bored.
Yeah.
And all the backtracking.
Yeah, I played a bit of it too, and it's like, if it's as long as people are saying, I was immediately turned off. I was like, 40 hours of tension isn't tension anymore. That's just boring after a while. Yep. Like, I get what it's doing for a little while, and it had me for like the first 2 hours. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. And then after a while, I was just like, oh, I got to backtrack to this locker to find this thing. And
yeah,
so I can open this door I'm already standing at. And I was like, no, I'm good.
I think I made about 3 hours and I was pretty much done.
Yeah. Yeah, I got somewhere in there. 3-4 hours.
But it gives you hope that they might be on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. They're finally listening to what the fans want. And it's not a perfect game. And, you know, if you enjoy the slowness, you'll really like it.
Yeah.
But I need some action. And it just didn't provide what I really wanted. But I love the atmosphere, and the tension was really good.
Yeah, the art and stuff. Oh, awesome.
Phenomenal. Especially, like, you know, you felt like you were in the first Alien movie.
Yeah.
With all the detail. The detail was amazing, and the way they did the alien was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. I really wish that they would have done more with the crawling on the walls or stuff like that.
So that's the only time, some of the only times you see him is like he's coming out of a vent and then he's walking.
Yeah.
Like a human. And you're like, that's...
Oh, so they're not like...
They're not like they're on not the wall.
Yeah,
like, you don't turn a corner and it's like on the wall. Oh. Like, hey, it's just like you hear it in the vent. You're like, oh, it's coming out of a vent. And then you're looking at all the vents. And then it's walking around like...
I mean, to me, that's one of, like, that was like one of the most, like, I guess, iconic things in the first one was like... You know, I can't remember the movie exactly, but like... She like looks up or something or looks down and like
the drool.
The drool's coming down.
Yeah, I mean, right.
That's probably the second
like one of those alien things that like you have to be able to like...
Or the way that he like in the first one, he actually hides in some of the piping and he's right there, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of camouflaged or whatever on the last sight scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has hopes, but as far as replay value and finishing the game, I just couldn't do it.
Oof, I could not imagine treading through that game a second time. Like, I don't
nothing sounds worse.
I had a hard time picture finishing it, like, oof, going back for like, oh, I gotta get every collectible. That sounds like a nightmare.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So that's
there you have it. Boom.
All right. Boom, so that's games in the books then. I'd say I think we're going to spend a lot of time on it, so let's move on to TV shows.
I'm loading the shotgun.
Nick's just bracing himself for impact over there.
Run, Forrest, run!
Where do we want to start? Should we just start with Monday night? Just start Gotham?
Let's start at the beginning. Smallville. Okay.
Oh, yeah, actually, we're
okay. All okay, started.
Let's go back there.
Actually, it's going to end up back there at some point.
It will end up back there.
All right, let's talk Smallville a little bit.
Okay, so I have like this hatred of CW right now, and so I haven't been watching
Arrow.
You
don't like Dawson's Creek?
I have not been watching Dawson's Creek.
What is your problem with Dawson's Creek?
I just don't like his face.
You gotta love Buffy.
No.
Get out.
I don't like Buffy.
You can go finish the podcast outside.
So let me tell you about Smallville.
Phoning the rest of this.
Smallville is terrible, okay? So I started watching Smallville. I got about 5 seasons in. And I'm like, this is not getting any better. He is still in the first 5 seasons.
Shocking.
He never flew.
But
I'm like, okay, go ahead.
The producers did say at the beginning that he was never going to fly.
Okay, but let's just hold on here.
Okay.
let's back it up.
Things are getting serious.
Okay, so I watched the next 5 seasons, and he still does not fly until the very last episode of season 10.
It's the first time you see him in the costume too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. First time in the costume, first time flying. Okay, so this is my whole problem with this. Literally in probably season 6 or 7, I believe it was, this girl, alien, comes from outer space, literally steps on the planet, she's a Kryptonian, and flies. And I'm thinking to myself, dude hasn't figured it out, and he's been on this planet for 18 years or 20 years or whatever it is at this point.
He just gotten his flu, though, so he had ice breath.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Oh, see, she already had the flu.
Okay, so, like...
She had already done all
okay,
that.
Okay, so, like, yeah, so she steps on. She's never been on Earth. flies instantly. Okay, and it's supposed to be Supergirl.
That's true. I was gonna say, is this Kara?
Yes.
Is it supposed to be Kara?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I never made it that far.
Or whatever dumb version they made up for Smallville.
Yes. Okay,
for
so
my
that
own peace of mind, it's Kara Zor-El.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, sure. There's got to be some logic here that if she figured it out within the first 5 minutes of being on Earth, he would have to be able to figure this out. I just don't understand how he could not figure this out.
Well, maybe he needs a helmet.
And I mean, like, he even tried. There was, like, certain seasons where he tried. He was, like, jumping out of the barn, and, like, he just could not figure out.
He just had to become the Blur first, right?
And people will argue with me because they're like, well, he did fly. Well, he did once. He was sleeping, and he did not know he was flying. Okay, he, like, levitated because he was sleeping, and, like, he was having some kind of a dream where he
oh, let's flew. Keep this PG.
Okay, flew. Okay. So then... Yeah, so that's, he doesn't know how to fly. Then he learns his ice breath by, yes, he gets a cold, sneezes in a bank once, and blows the door off, and then he realizes, if I blow, it's cold breath, and he learns that he has ice breath.
Did nobody put two and two together at the bank that he blew these doors off?
The whole thing, it's so bad. Like, I can't even. Okay, so it is ruined, like, I was absolutely ruined by that. And so I started watching Arrow. I got about 5 or 6 episodes in, I want to say. And I feel like I was headed in the same direction. It was like, oh, this episode's got a bad guy. He goes and kills, takes care of the bad
logic,
guy.
It would be like the last episode is him getting a bow and arrow.
Right. But I'm saying like...
He's rocking bow and arrow right out of the gate.
Yeah.
But I feel like his story was like never progressing. Like he was never going anywhere with like the story. Like I was like, okay, so here's another episode with him, and there's a bad guy, and he's gonna take care of the bad guy. Like
that's
I want like
is different than that.
I want like more like a drawn out story. Like what's the like underlying bigger story behind this?
Arrow has season long stories.
Yeah, it's kind of each season is its own arc, but throughout the entire series, it's still
there's mini game.
Right. I mean, the entire series is one arc, but each season is its own little mini arc,
and you get a lot of the flashbacks, which is really nice. And I'll admit that the first half of season one is a little iffy because he's doing things to get its legs.
I mean, it was kind of it took a little bit of time, but
he's doing things that Arrow in the comics never did. You know, he's a murderer pretty much, and it seems like it's going to be one of those campy CW TV shows, but if you make it past the first half, the first season, it picks up pretty fast. And what I really dig about it is all the hidden Easter eggs that it has. I mean, there's
season 2, episode 16.
Oh, I almost lost it when I
the Suicide Squad episode. Did you? Yeah, the voice that you hear behind the door. Yes, that was amazing.
So I
ran that back.
You
like,
know what, guys? Thanks for the spoilers. Okay,
I already told you.
Now
I told you.
Now it's
a long
all
time.
Ruined.
That was one of the things I told you when I was trying to get you to watch the show.
I know.
And you're like, I believe you want to see it.
You will see it if you watch it.
But I won't watch it, so I'll believe it when I see it.
Which okay, so you're like 5-6 episodes in, and then you gave up. And Dane, you're at the end of season 2-ish.
Yes.
You said,
yeah, I'm around there.
So you probably like you just recently would have seen that Suicide Squad episode.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I want to watch that now.
I might rewatch that episode tonight now because it was great.
So on the newer episodes, there's like a crossover, right, or something with CW?
Season 3, towards the end of season 2, they introduce Barry Allen. He does some independent consulting.
Garbage.
He's a CSI detective.
He's a CSI from Central City.
Yes.
And he travels to Starling City to help out to consult on a case. And he meets...
Felicity Smoke.
He meets Felicity Smoke, who looks a whole lot like Mandy, and we told her that repeatedly.
Yes.
And so, anyway, he travels back, and they become friends and semi-pseudo-romance, whatever. And then as it goes into season 3, yeah, there are several crossovers, little cameo appearances here and there, but then there was actually a 2-episode arc where it was complete crossover.
Which is actually kind of... It wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but it was kind of neat to see.
No, the beginning of separate... each of those episodes, I did not like it.
Yeah.
But about 5 to 10 minutes into those episodes, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is picking up.
It was just nice to see that 2 independent TV shows, yeah, I'm saying network, but they were getting together and you know, doing the crossover, and it was just nice to see those two universes back to back with each other. Granted, yeah, it's made by the same person, but it was just neat to see that, because you don't see that hardly ever.
I've yet to see it, but I'm gonna start off not a huge Flash fan, but
I think you described it. Wet fart? Is that how we talk about it earlier? Because that's how I would talk about it.
I have
the Flash.
A stigma with like quipster youngster superheroes to begin with. But like, how do they solve the Batman Superman type thing? Like, it seems like if Flash is there, there's no need for Arrow to be there. Like, how do they like play that?
Watch it, sir.
Watch it?
Watch it.
Is Flash just I'm a kid and I need a brain, and then Arrow's the brain.
Do you not like Flash in general or the TV show?
I just don't like the TV show Flash.
Oh, okay.
Like, I like him in the comic books, but in, I don't know, I'm the same with Spider-Man. Like, whenever they're youngster superheroes, I'm not a huge fan. Like, it's just the way it is. And this kid, I know he's supposed to be like, yeah, I got a job and stuff, but he looks like he's like 18.
He does. I really disliked that, and I think I even mentioned it a couple episodes back that I didn't like Flash early on.
Yeah.
But it picked up fairly well for me. I mean, it took a couple of episodes and I got into it, so I don't know how far you've watched, but
okay.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. And after it came back from the little fall break, whatever I hate
mid-season
that.
Finale.
So after it came back from that last week.
Yep, last week was the first one.
Really
good.
Yeah, it was actually a really good episode. And in an earlier episode, we saw Wentworth Miller, who was Michael Scofield in the Prison Break series back in the mid-2000s. And so I don't know if you watched Prison Break or not, but he played Michael Scofield in that, and he was in an episode as Captain Cold.
Okay.
Later on in this episode, you actually see he returns, and it's very cool, and you actually see Dominic Purcell, who played his brother in Prison Break, Lincoln, okay. Lincoln Scofield. They're in it together, so it's like a reunion episode, and it was very cool. And
they play kind of opposite characters of what they did in Prison Break,
right? Okay. Well, yeah.
Where Kevin Cold's character, he was in Prison Break, he was the younger brother, and he was inexperienced and whatnot. Where in this one, he's in charge.
Yeah, okay. He's the brains of the operation. Which I mean, I guess he was the brains of the operation in Prison Break as well, but he was kind of the inexperienced I don't know if you want to say subservient, but he was the kind of lower on the totem pole, but it was very cool. I mean, they play Captain Cold and Heatwave. So exact opposites there as well. It's very cool. It took some time, and he does. He looks like scrawny little 18-year-old punk kid, Luke.
Woo! Those sound like fighting words.
Just playing, Luke. We love you. Kind of.
We do. A bit. never met him yet, so I don't know.
Well, all right.
He's the worst.
Wow.
This is his own brother speaking.
It just got real in here.
Well, I can say that. I'm his brother.
That's true. But,
bless your brother.
Yeah.
He's a Michael Bay fan?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
All right, so he starts out as this skinny little punk kid, and I didn't like the casting. I didn't like Grant Gustin as the Flash. And it took some time, but I actually got used to it, and I do enjoy it. And I think it was probably a couple of episodes in where, after he developed his abilities as the Flash, like, he took his shirt off, and, like, he's got abs, and he's kind of ripped, and he was like, oh, this is neat, because he's got super metabolism now, and he's actually in shape. And it was, I don't know, it was one of those things. It was kind of quirky, but a little bit campy, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of cool.
See, I liked him right off the bat, because he was kind of cocky. He was a little sort of a bit of a smart aleck sometimes, and that's the way the Flash is in the books and the cartoon series. And so I liked that he was a younger character, kind of fresh off getting his powers and whatnot. Where Arrow, he was a rich snob, and he learned everything he had to learn on the island and whatnot. Mm. And then he got back to the city, and that's where he started doing the vigilante stuff, where the Flash, he had to start pretty much right away, kind of a thing. So he really not...
Yeah, he was kind of thrust into
He never got the training that Arrow got, or,
right.
You know, or Batman got, or anything like that, you know?
And I think we covered it a few episodes back as well. Like, I appreciated, I don't know if you noticed or if you ever saw, like, the 1991-92 Flash series. The dude who played Flash.
Probably weren't born yet.
I was born. I was, like, 4 or 5. All right. I'm the younger one here.
But the dude that played the Flash, and I can't think of his name right offhand right now, the guy who played the Flash in that series plays Barry Allen's father.
Oh,
in this series.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
It was kind of neat.
Cool. And they're bringing back Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, I know, what I was excited about that.
As a trickster.
Yeah.
We're always excited to see Mark Hamill.
Right?
Oh,
yeah. Well, he was the trickster in a 1992, I think there was like two
91,
episodes.
92.
91, 92. Yeah. I think there was like two episodes.
He dressed ridiculous.
He dressed the same as he did in Jane Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, okay.
As the blank knocker. I can't say the other one. This is PG, folks.
But okay, yeah, and so he is coming back as the trickster in
this season.
Is it this season yet?
I think so.
That'd be sweet. Yeah. I'm really excited about that. The episode just the other day, Tuesday night, of The Flash, I can't remember if it's Return of the Rogues or Rise of the Rogues was the name of that episode.
I think it was Return.
Okay. But basically, yeah, it's introducing the Rogues into the, which is the nemesis group, the villain group that The Flash battles against. So it's setting up for some more big time stuff.
Okay. Like Arrow was with Suicide Squad.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So here's my, I've only seen the pilot of The Flash, and we watched it together, me and Dane.
Aww.
And it was a nice moment.
That's sweet. Was there popcorn?
It was popcorny.
Yes.
And
wow.
It was fantastic. Enough on that. we watched it together, and so some of the of our or at least of my like quibbles with the pilot was the graphics. Like, I feel like Arrow, I think, works for the fact that you need a rooftop and maybe a forest.
He doesn't have powers.
Like, he doesn't have power, so there's not a lot of CGs. Whereas in The Flash, there was a lot of CG, and like some of the cars look. I mean, they look like PS2-ish. Like, I was like, these are pretty low-quality cars.
We talked about it for like 10
minutes. So, like, yeah, we kind of joked about that.
Sir. They're not...
Right, that's what I'm saying, though. That's true. That's what I'm saying, though, is they need a lot more, like, CG to, like, just kind of push it. And I just don't know if CW has that kind of money to, like, just a little bit more, I think it would be, like, I'd be okay with it.
If it had S.H.I.E.L.D. money, is what you're saying.
Yes, if it had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. money.
We're going to have to talk about that, aren't we?
No, I hope not. I really hope not.
We all agree on that one.
Yeah.
And then one of my other, like, quibbles with it was I didn't like that in the very first scene, right, he walks up and this guy is like, oh, I can tell it's this car because of this tire tread. And I was like,
that's right.
If anyone can walk up to me and tell me what kind of tire tread left what kind of mark, I would be absolutely amazed. Okay? Just not possible. So, like, I was kind of off-put by that. And then, like, the third thing was I felt like, and this is just because I have, like, the history with CW, is that I feel like it's going to be the same thing every episode. He's going to run really fast and save the day.
Well,
and so I want it to be better than that. Like, I want something deeper than that. Like, I feel like, at least with Arrow, I feel like I would watch it and there would be, like, there's deeper things behind everything going on. There's more of a story. I just felt like there wasn't much, like, oh, he ran really fast and saved the day and ran in a circle and that was it.
And there is with The Flash, because there's the backstory of his mother being murdered when he was 8.
Yeah.
8, 11, 8, something like that, when he was a kid. And so he's trying to track down the person who murdered his mother. He saw a red flash, or a yellow flash, when he was a kid.
Yellow and red.
Hold up. Correct.
Isn't that like
aren't they calling him Reverse Flash?
Reverse Flash.
It's Dr. Zoom, though, isn't it?
Professor.
Yeah. Professor Zoom,
sorry.
But he's also called Reverse Flash, though, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he does have a couple different names.
I didn't know. I was like, are they just...
I never understood why he had two names, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, and the thing that's interesting with that is Professor Zoom, the fellow who is dating Iris, Barry's friend... that he basically grew up with in their home after his mother was murdered and his father was sent to prison. She is dating Eddie Thawne, who is the grandson of Professor Zoom.
Okay.
Grandson, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a little bit of a tie in there, and you're wondering, is Eddie actually going to become a bad guy, or where is that going to go? And so there's that to consider. And then the man who runs Star Labs, Harrison Wells, who basically Barry got his powers because of the particle accelerator explosion. The guy that runs that, there's drama on the backside with him. Like, what's his deal? What's his story?
Yeah, does he have like a future newspaper or something?
Right. At the end of the very, at the end of the pilot episode, yeah, I think. Yep. So you guys saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he gets up out of the wheelchair and walks. And so, like, he's
superpowers walking. That yet. We just don't know what's going on.
They've
with
not
that?
Explained that.
Okay.
And but it addresses it. It shows it a couple of more times as the series goes. But yeah, the futuristic newspaper, like the Flash missing from like 2025, I think the paper is. And what was kind of neat is down at the bottom left-hand corner in that newspaper, it said, it mentioned Queen Consolidated and Wayne Tech merger.
Okay. Ending.
So I'm like, that's kind of cool. They're tying in Green Arrow and Batman as well. So it may be entirely an Easter egg, but.
I mean, I'm a busy man. I've got a lot going on in my life. If I was to watch one of these shows, if I was to watch Arrow or Flash, I mean, which would be your recommendation?
Arrow.
See, I'm...
Mike?
I don't want to answer.
Oh, you've got to answer. What am I supposed to do with my time if you don't answer my questions?
I really like Arrow. The only thing I don't like about it is that it is about 20 to 24 episodes per season, which is a lot to take in.
That's insane.
And I honestly, I can't remember last season very well, or I can barely remember the first season because it's just too much.
There's stuff.
Too much show.
Like, there's stuff that happened on the island that I'm like,
I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I kind of remember. Like,
let me
like
go back
trying
and watch that episode so that I can watch current now.
Yeah, and like stuff so segmented with like the two things that it makes it super confusing. You're like, okay, I can't remember if this happened or not.
See, and that's what I feel like. That's why I have not continued to watch it, because like everyone's like, oh yeah, the first half of season one is pretty terrible. Like it's not great. And then I'm like, well, I'm only six episodes in, so I have to watch another six episodes of crap before I get to like
I wouldn't go
the good
terrible.
Stuff.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it took time to kind of catch its stride.
That's what I mean, though. Is like these like the season just seems so long. I'm like 24 episodes. Like I've got to get so far just to like get halfway through this, and like for it to improve as everyone says it has, because everyone's told me that everyone's like it does get better. Like just get
it
like
does.
Halfway through.
It's I it really enjoy.
I like. I love the Arrow. I think it's a great show. I love the Easter eggs that they have in it, especially this big one that they have. And it took me forever to realize what it was. I won't say anything yet, but we talked about it. The guy who takes over Queen Consolidating.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I know. Yes.
Yeah.
It took me forever.
It took him and I each like five episodes after he showed up, and then when it hit me, I was like, nah. I knew that. What? I was embarrassed. I was semi ashamed that I didn't.
Yeah, once his last,
so you both stroked out at the same
time
for like five episodes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
Like, oh yeah, Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer was the dead giveaway for me. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I love the Flash because it's
you get to see the suit.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
I don't know. It's like comparing Heath Ledger's Joker and Jack Nicholson's Joker for me, because I love both shows.
They're just so different,
but they're it is because they're so different. The Flash is much brighter. It feels like it's fresher because it's not so dark all the time. I don't know much about the Flash universe, so I'm not so judgmental on it like I was with Gotham. So I like both shows equally. So it's hard to say. The only drawback is that Arrow is like 20 some episodes a season. That's just a lot to take in.
I wouldn't be surprised if The Flash is the same thing.
It probably will be.
It's on the same network, same producers. Yep. I mean, Greg Berlanti's doing both of them, so I'm guessing we're probably going to see 24 episode seasons.
Probably.
Which Flash as well.
It's too much for a show. Do like 13 episodes or something like that. That's plenty.
Yeah, I mean, I watch some shows that have like 10 episodes, and it's like, that to me, is like perfect. It's like,
yeah. Sherlock has three.
It leaves me wanting more, you know? It's what? Like, oh, now I get to wait. Like
Sherlock, BBC Sherlock. Have you never watched the BBC Sherlock Benedict Cumberbatch?
No.
You haven't?
What?
What?
I mean, yes.
Even I have watched this.
I completely cut off him right in the middle of his
it's
Flash.
Four.
We are putting that on hold, sir.
Hold on.
They're like three hour episodes?
They're like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah. You've really never good. Watched the BBC Sherlock?
It's pretty good.
Amazing.
No, it's that pretty, needs it's
to I
be
mean,
on
it's, your Netflix. It's no
right
Elementary,
now.
But.
Whoa. Incorrect.
I'm kidding.
Incorrect.
I watched Jekyll. That was a good show.
I didn't see
Jungle. That was from BBC.
Yeah. Okay, but you haven't watched Sherlock.
Is that based on the movie?
I feel like you're trying to the change movie. The subject.
Jackal?
Jekyll.
Jekyll. Oh, Jekyll. Okay. I thought you said Jack.
No, not like, Bruce
like
Willis.
Bruce Willis?
So, I'm like, what? Whoa.
Jack Black gets
like,
his
like
arm
Dr. Jekyll
off.
And Mr. Hyde.
No, I've never watched Sherlock. I'm not a big Sherlock fan, though.
You would like this. It's amazing.
Maybe I won't.
You will. Stop arguing.
All right.
You will love it. It's pretty awesome.
It's real good.
Yeah.
See, now we told him it's awesome, though. He's going to go and he's going to watch it. He's gonna be like, this isn't that great.
God, I wish I was watching Smallville right now.
No one said that ever. Yeah.
Or, maybe I should watch Transformers. Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh.
Well, there's always that option.
No, that's never an option.
Yeah, Transformers heaven.
This is as good as the franchise gets.
Is it?
No, you should watch some Sherlock. It's good. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Sherlock. Martin Freeman plays Watson.
Good for them. Good.
Oof.
Wow. That's like a lot of hostility coming from over there.
Are you just not a Sherlock fan in general? Or
I liked the Robert Downey Jr. movie.
Oh, okay. Did you see the second movie?
Yeah.
Not a huge fan of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't a big fan of that one.
See, and I've heard the opposite from a lot of people that the second one was amazing.
I liked both.
It was all right.
I don't think I've seen this,
but
one.
It's not my collection.
Okay,
I don't think it is.
See, this
I lost
is set
count.
In like current. This set it like modern.
Yeah,
it's in like modern London.
So he has an iPhone.
I think he does actually.
I think he uses
kind of
uses Watson's.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
He does not have a phone.
No,
he hates phones.
He's still eccentric, weird,
yep,
crazy guy. Huh.
Yeah, he's always grabbing. Let me use your phone, and steals people's phones.
Well, maybe I'll give it a shot. Who knows?
It's 3 episodes a season.
How is that even a season? How do you do that?
It's British
BBC.
Season.
That's how they roll.
They do 3 episodes and then it's done forever.
Ridiculous.
It takes like 12 years
yeah.
to get the next season. They are working on season 4, which they call it series
yeah.
in BBC. So
it's a full series.
They're working on series 4 of Sherlock, but it keeps getting put on hold because...
Wait, have you ever seen Luther?
Luther's good.
Never heard of it.
I haven't watched all of it, but Luther was good.
I'm not a big...
Boo.
Whoa.
Boo.
Whoa.
Idris Elba.
Plays, yeah, if you're a big Idris Elba fan,
yeah.
go watch
he,
that.
He played...
Idris Elba is terrible.
Nick
and I
has
don't.
A problem.
He played an amazing so, character in Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Well, you know what
he
else
really
was great
brought
in?
That movie together.
Pacific Rim.
I like
oh, yeah,
Pacific
it was
fantastic.
Rim.
I love Pacific Rim.
It's awesome.
You don't like Pacific Rim?
Oh, so
this
bad.
This is Nick. That's Nick said there wasn't enough action.
What?
There wasn't.
Wow.
Literally, yeah. all I wanted to see was them. I wanted to be 5 minutes
you know
of people
what?
On TV.
Go watch Michael
and the
Bay
rest
then.
Of it to be them fighting.
Just mechs just going to work.
Yes. I walked in expecting Godzilla. Like, okay, so I've watched a lot of old Godzilla movies. Like, pretty much all the old ones I've seen. And, I mean, it's a lot of, like, oh, like, they're fighting. I mean, like, there's, like, entire sections where they're fighting, and it's like, this is awesome. I feel like this was more about, like, the guys inside the machines, and it's
man,
like, I don't care about the guys inside the machine. I want to see them fight.
You must have hated the new Godzilla movie, then.
I like the new Godzilla movie. That's different.
How is that different?
It's totally different.
It's contradicting.
There was hardly any action in that one.
I know, but, like...
I know. It's just
it was like,
shots of his tail swimming.
But I'm saying, like, what I liked about that was that, I don't know, it's just...
Pacific Rim was like Power Rangers for adults. It was
I know,
amazing.
I know.
Pacific Rim, if you went into that movie not expecting any coherent storyline at all, aside from mechs battling kaiju, you were happy with that movie.
If they would have said...
that's what I did. I was like, this is not going to be a great film.
There was even parts of the story I liked.
It was not bad.
Yeah.
Because you went into it with low expectations.
I mean,
there's going to be a
so
lot
I have
of...
Guys. Okay, so I've got a couple issues.
The guy from Sons of Anarchy
if he
would have
gotten to that mech and...
Yes.
Yes. I hate Ron Perlman. Like, I cannot stand Ron Perlman.
Oh, my.
What okay. an odd... So, God. So what an odd actor to pick you, out of everybody.
And you'll learn this about me. If we continue to do this, you'll learn that I have these quibbles about
do you
certain
like
things.
Nick Cage?
How do you feel about Tony Dungy?
I also do not like Tony Dungy. I'm sorry. It's just something about him. I do.
He's not even an actor.
No.
I know.
He's just naming off people that I don't like. So, okay, so
Jesus?
I don't like Ron Perlman because I don't feel like he is a... I liked Hellboys, both of them. I feel like he was good in that. Other than those two, I do not like him as an actor. I've seen
or as a person.
I've watched some episodes of Sons of Anarchy. It's okay, but I don't like him.
See, Charlie Hunnam is the bigger deal for me in all of that mess. That dude. Oof.
See, and I didn't even recognize that that's him.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim. I have no idea why. Like, I didn't pick up on that. And, like, yeah. I need to rewatch it.
If you would have said it was it's Morphin time, I would have passed out. Yes. Wow, you have some. I thought I was a hateful person.
I have some deep.
Nick has some rage,
man,
towards some people. Yeah, okay, but like this is my whole thing. Like, I don't like. I hate it when they do things in movies just to be like stupid for the sake of being stupid.
Like fart jokes.
Like fart jokes. Thank you. Like that. Okay. Like the
TMNT when,
like the thing with the shoe. With the shoe, and he's like, at the end of the, you know, at the end of Pacific Rim.
Where's my shoe?
Where's my shoe? And then like, I just, I mean, it was so terrible. I can't take that kind of stuff. And then it like, it makes me not like the rest of the movie because they do stuff like
that. I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I don't like that kind of stuff. But in the context of that big, dumb movie, it was fine because it was like, this is a big, dumb movie. Like,
it was pure entertainment.
Yeah. It was, I knew what I was getting into. And I don't know.
See, I guess
I'm kind of confused on what you thought that movie was going to be. Yeah, did you like think it was going to be like Green Mile with mechs or something? Like what?
Green Mile what were you
like? Like what were you like expecting story wise for this bad boy? Is my thing. Like I saw mechs and I was like, okay, don't have to like pay attention to this.
I mean, I just thought it would be. I just thought it would be better story. Than what it was.
You know, they're making a second one.
That was another thing is I didn't like the main character guy. I forget his name.
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, he's the guy, and he's the guy in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
Hunnam.
Hunnam.
Like, I don't like him either. Like they just can't act. I mean, like it's like don't overact it, and they do, and it's like.
How would you act in a mech?
Okay, no, I'm saying like not in the mech though. Like,
I'm
saying
pooping.
Like I'm saying like outside of the mech. Like he walks in the room and he's just like he always acts like he's so like tough and the way he walks and stuff. And I'm just like
he is.
Dude,
dog.
Calm it down.
He'll bow staff you in the mouth.
Yeah, and they have a bow staff fight. Okay, I can't.
That's true. That happened. I forgot about that until you just mentioned it.
So yeah, there's just a couple of discrepancies with that movie.
I like Pacific Rim. I'm kind of excited to see a sequel.
I am too.
That yeah, comes out. Yeah,
let's hope it's better
years.
Than the first.
I think 2017 or 16.
Are they fighting something different this time?
Because
that'd be sweet.
Ron Perlman.
Are they fighting anything?
It's an enormous Ron Perlman kaiju.
Are they fighting anything at all? That's the real question. Because
no, I would be psyched if it was like robot aliens.
That movie was
coming
fake,
down.
And they were fighting CG stuff.
It was so bad.
I'm gonna rewatch that like tomorrow, probably now.
I'm gonna watch that tonight. I'm gonna put that on before you leave.
I'm gonna watch
it. It wasn't like that.
And
it wasn't like
you
I hated
Snapchat.
It that much.
Let's
it was
just turn it on.
Like if you
Ron
put me
Perlman
that,
up here.
If you was like, okay, Nick, we're gonna watch one movie, and your choices are Pacific Rim or Transformers 4. I'm gonna pick Pacific Rim.
Whoa!
Like
whoa!
Like I'm more on that
no.
side of it,
wow.
But like.
No,
I mean,
there is
correct,
definitely other movies that I would
that should
choose.
Be like a hands down situation.
No,
well, see, I would still have to think about it. If it was Transformers 3,
I
might
know, 4
be.
4 hours of Mark
I might
Wahlberg
be in for Transformers 3.
You want to see Shia LaBeouf scream Optimus over and over again?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to see.
And make slow mo.
See, at least I know in a Michael Bay movie, I'm going to get a hot chick. No matter what, I'm going to get a hot chick out of it.
In fact, that happened at least.
Yeah, that Asian girl was not very hot.
And
was she?
One out of four times, it's an underage chick too, which
not
isn't creepy
true.
At all.
Not
with
true.
An accent.
The third one that was Rosie Huntington Whiteley, wasn't it? The third one, I believe.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I don't know what her name was because
it was Megan Fox. The first two,
and then the fourth one, it's the girl from that terrible Airbender movie. Avatar, the Airbender.
I never did see it. Everyone's like, yeah, don't even waste your time.
Don't.
I've walked out of two movies my whole life. I'm a huge movie guy, and I'm very committed when I'm at the theater because I paid my $20
yes.
for the ticket and then $5 for the popcorn.
That's only $14. Where'd the other six go?
And M&Ms. And I walked out of Dragon Wars once I saw the elephant. Did you ever see it?
I know what it is.
Really cool concept.
Not even familiar with the concept.
It's actually really neat. But when
isn't
I
it like an American take on like a Godzilla type thing, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Sorry.
it would have been really cool. I mean, they had some good effects until one of the dragons was eating an elephant, and it dropped, and the elephant bounced because it was made out of rubber.
Hold on.
And
that
then,
sounds awesome.
And then,
it's
no,
like
no.
Bouncy ball.
And then they're driving, and then all of a sudden they're in the desert.
When just like a minute of drive
like
time?
That, yeah. And I was awesome. I walked out, and then I also walked out on The Last Airbender. I was a huge, huge fan of Avatar, the cartoon series. Yes. Loved it. One of the best cartoon Nickelodeons ever had, besides SpongeBob.
Are you telling me M. Night Shyamalan didn't pull through for you?
I don't know, because I walked out. When I saw, when I heard his name for the first time, I was done. If you can't pronounce his name right, Ong. His name is not Ong.
Ang.
Oh. And then the bending was...
The dance fighting?
I poop better than they bend.
They dance fought each other.
But don't watch Maze Runner because they have a push fight. So.
Oh, my. We're not getting into that.
I just watched that like 2 weeks ago.
Did we talk about that in our last podcast?
I don't know.
I never saw that
I
one.
Think we did. I think we discussed it. They have a push fight. Okay, so you've seen Maze Runner, right?
Yes.
When he first comes in, and they literally have a circle where they
don't
push
spoil
each
it.
Other.
Right.
And I'm like, this is a push fight?
Right. Like,
no, they're wrestling. They're he literally thought push fight was a
like
real
thing.
Is
it like sumo wrestling?
No, like, he just, like, they're pushing each other. They're shoving each other, and then, like, one kid, like, spears the other one, and he's like, did they just have a push fight? Like, that was a thing in a schoolyard that push fights were taking place around
it was
the nation.
The fight that you got in, like, in third grade.
Yeah, yeah, where nobody wanted to be the first one to go to the principal's office.
But these are not,
like,
third graders. These are all, like,
so
16-year-olds.
They pushed, and then they got stabbed with a spear.
No, not spear. Like,
no, like,
remember, Dane's a wrestling fan. So he's, like,
he Roman Reigns speared this dude.
Like,
hit
him in the shoulder.
Like, you know, dropped down, charged him, and dove. With his shoulder.
So he headbutted him with his gut.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
Sure. Or into the gut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
In football, we would call that a tackle.
Oh, thank you. Real sports.
Whoa. Wrestling's real. It really hurts. Emotionally and physically.
Mostly emotionally.
What were we talking about? I forgot.
Where were we at?
We were on Avatar, and then you took us to a Maze Runner side. There.
Oh, yeah. So
which we
Avatar.
Got to Avatar.
Avatar was pretty terrible. You were saying that you walked out of two movies.
Yeah.
We got to Avatar through Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim, and we got to Pacific Rim.
We just
we were on
math
Godzilla.
Problem.
And yeah, I don't know where we went. We
thank
just,
you, Algebra.
That got out of hand.
Yeah. Escalated quickly.
Yes.
Moral of the story, don't watch any Ron Perlman. It's really bad.
Or M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Or M. Night
unless
Shyamalan.
It's Unbreakable.
Yes.
Or Six.
Unbreakable Sense. Was amazing.
Unbreakable Blue.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa now.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I know it's a little slow, but...
Hey, you didn't like Pacific Rim, so shush.
Okay, but I wasn't like... I didn't hate Pacific Rim. I just didn't like Ron Perlman.
So you're saying if Ron Perlman
Here's my
was
thing,
an
I
Unbreakable...
Walked into Pacific Rim...
he wasn't
thinking,
a main character.
Like, I was thinking that the acting wasn't going to be terrible, and it was terrible.
Ron Perlman should be in everything.
Like, here's the thing. Okay, so, like...
The next Samuel Jackson. Okay, the white version of Samuel Jackson.
Like, I bought you Dragon Wolf, right? Dragon Wolf, they know what they're making. They are making a terrible movie, and they know it. They know... Okay,
this
is
debatable. I think at some point they were like... Dude,
we make
totally
out
Quentin Tarantino.
It's 95% a joke. They might have thought, okay, it was a semi-serious, but it's 95% a joke.
Okay.
Like,
maybe.
I mean, there's some really terrible stuff, right? Okay, so we know that that movie's a joke. I walked into Pacific Rim thinking, okay, this is going to be semi-good.
That was your first mistake.
That was my first mistake. Is that I should have thought this is a joke with cool fighting scenes. And then I would have been better off. But, like, I thought that the acting would be better than it was, and it wasn't. That's my biggest issue with it. I think the fighting's okay. Like, I do like the mechs. I do like the monsters. Like, obviously, like, they did a really good job with the CG and stuff. I wanted it to be better acted. Like, I felt like any scene where there wasn't, and like, and that's what I mean by there wasn't enough fighting, I guess, was that I meant was on the scenes where they're not fighting and they're talking, I want to blow my brains out because I can't take the acting.
Don't ever watch anime.
Don't ever watch a Power Ranger episode.
Yeah.
Well, I like Power Rangers, but they know it's dumb. Like, that's the thing is they know it's dumb, and I know what to, like, I go into Power Rangers and I'm like, I know what to expect. I know what I'm getting out of this. I went into Pacific Rim and I didn't know. I thought it I thought it was going to be better, and I
you should have treated it like a Transformer.
Right.
You had, that, exactly. You had that's too what high I should have done. That's what I should have done. Is I should have treated it as something other than what I did.
See, I had very high expectations of it, and I did too. I loved it.
I loved it too.
I had high expectations of Unbreakable, and I want to blow my brains out.
There is long stretches.
The whole thing is a long stretch.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
The payoff is kind of weak.
All they do is whine and complain. And
see, I like the dark.
Poor
brooding
me, I'm Bruce Willis.
Stuff. Yeah, I like dark brooding.
Like, well, like the scene that movie had me from the beginning. Like at the beginning, where Bruce Willis is at the hospital and they're checking him out and everything, and like, you should be dead after the train crash. And literally, there's the doctor's looking at him, and there's a dude on a gurney behind him. And the doctor's talking to him. He's like, you don't have a scratch on you. You haven't broken a bone. There's nothing wrong with you. This guy behind me, this is the only other survivor on this train wreck. And, like, you slowly start to see, like, blood seep through the bandages of this dude on behind. And, like, you're slowly, like, this dude's about to die. Mm-hmm. And the doctor even... like the dialogue and that the way that scene was shot, like the camera angle was just kind of awkward, but everything about it was like, this is very cool, and it had me right from there.
Oh, it was just so boring.
I think that he has, as far as his directing style, I think that some of his camera angles and stuff are very cool. Like
oh,
that.
Right. Visually,
like, I
he's
think
very
he
good.
Can do some cool stuff like that, but whoever he has. Writing,
he does the writing.
No, he does his own writing.
Okay, that's the problem.
That's where he's like
step one.
I'm a genius.
He can no longer write a movie because he needs to let someone else take the reins, and he
after
can direct it. Like
it just went.
He's like George.
Like
Lucas.
His camera angles and stuff. I've been very impressed with because like one of the movies that we watched was I forget what it was, but they mentioned
sucked.
It was terrible. It was another terrible one.
Terrible.
But like they mentioned. I mean, there's like the jokes were terrible, like the whole thing. It's like he just needs someone else to write his stuff. I mean, he needs someone
or at
else
least
to
write the last 10 minutes,
right?
Where the twist happens.
I enjoyed Signs. Like I liked Signs.
Yeah,
I liked parts of The Village.
You liked
well, the
science.
Village and the Signs.
Until, like the last five, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Age, you're like,
aliens land on Earth and they die from water where Earth is practically
that's what I'm
all
the
water.
Last 5 to 10 minutes. It's like this is awesome. The suspense is good. The camera angles are good. The part where
The swing away.
Well, yeah, that was cool. Like at the end, but when he is running around the house, and then you're sitting there and like, oh, that was nothing. And then just like in the big floodlight yard light out in the back, you see for just like a brief second an alien on top of the barn.
I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It's like
The subtle things. In
yeah,
that movie,
that
were
movie
awesome.
Was.
See, and that's what he's really good with.
Really
is
good
little
for
scenes
that.
Where he shows you something. And it's like you know it's there, but you know it doesn't quite show it, and then you see it, and it's like
so. His payoffs are bad,
but it's like
but
it's just the
but
writing,
after
man.
After six
the writing
after Sixth Sense, you had such a high expectation because that was a phenomenal movie. I mean, after you watch it the first time, you're just blown away. It's the second time, and not so much because you know what happened. But after that, every time he came up with a new movie, that you're thinking, oh, this is gonna be epic, and you're let down so much. That even if
correct.
He does come out with an epic movie, it's gonna suck because your expectations are completely destroyed. And you
I don't know, After Earth is really building it back up for me.
Oh, Jade.
Please God, tell me that you're kidding.
No, I am.
Oh.
I would never
I would wow. rather watch
No.
No,
it's
yeah.
Awful. It's awful.
There's
see, and I'm a Will Smith fan. Like I like Will Smith,
Smith
in a lot of movies, but
he's actually
Wild
pretty
West.
Good
he's pretty terrible.
Wild West.
I mean, it's
Wild
a special
West,
kind
yeah.
of terrible.
Absolutely. That's what you get for working with your kid.
Yeah,
who
it's true.
For some reason has an English accent sometimes,
I mean,
and then doesn't.
I mean, we all can agree that he's like a spoiled brat, right? Like that's
Jaden?
That's kind of the yeah. Like
oh,
that's,
yeah.
The, that's,
oh.
The, that's
have you ever
the,
seen his
the
Twitter feed
from everybody?
I've
like.
Never.
Have you
follow
have
him on Twitter?
No, I. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I check in to like have my mind blown by stupidity, but like that's the extent of following.
Have
him
you
me,
have
but.
You seen when him and his sister? I don't know remember
Willow.
Yeah, whip my hair
I
back.
Whip her.
Hair back did you see what they were talking about? It was maybe a month or two ago. I don't know if they were interviewed on a late night show or something.
Yes,
but they're going on a rampage about how. Public schools are terrible, and how they're on such a bigger plane than any of us because of their home school, and they have a better understanding of what education
enlightened.
Is. Yeah. Like, you
We've
are...
ascended. We're the next level of Smiths. Those kids are crazy.
Oh, they're gonna be mass psychos. Murderers pretty soon.
Also, like, I just think, like, I think he's an okay actor, and he's, you know, I like a lot of the movies he's in. But
are you talking Jaden or Will?
I'm talking about Will.
Okay, you're back. We're back to Will now.
Back
Jaden's
to Will.
Enormous yeah. back Jaden catalog of the Karate Kid.
It wasn't even karate. Dang it!
I know. I didn't know they had karate in China. Oh, they don't.
Like, as long as we're down this rabbit hole, I mean, did you guys like Hancock?
It was.
I liked parts of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I enjoyed.
I mean, it's a superhero thing.
Right.
So.
I enjoyed.
Up until Man Hancock. Of Steel, it was the best Superman movie, I think.
I enjoyed. Oh, we're gonna talk about that one too. I enjoyed Boy. The concept that not every superhero is gonna be this perfect person,
yeah.
and that, you know, this man actually has some real struggles and he's hurting, mm-hmm. and that made him more human. I really like that.
I also like that he was like bored.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because if you had all that power, like Watchmen touches on it too with like Dr. Manhattan and stuff. But like, there's a point where like you'd be bored. You'd be like, well, this is yep. cool.
How do you fill your days?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's I liked that.
It wasn't the
it.
Greatest movie, but I really liked the concept.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And I love Man Hancock. Of Steel.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Man of Steel was amazing.
I agree. 100%.
Oh, you're my new best friend.
I'm psyched about Batman.
Oh, I
yes,
I did. I can't even talk about it.
Like
right
now, I will admit, I was a little iffy, and then I saw the Batman suit in the Batmobile, and I'm like, I am in.
Yeah, take my money.
I'm
did
in.
Did you see the Comic-Con teaser that they had online?
I don't think so.
Oh,
that was nuts.
Yeah, it was just beyond epic. It looked like just like the Dark Knight, Frank Miller's Dark Knight.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah, and I'm Superman down. Is
yeah. Basically, I think it's been
mad.
Pulled. I think it's been pulled.
Oh yeah, you can't find it unless you.
I have it.
Go on a torrent. You can find yeah, it.
It's was, and, wait. What was the like? What did it? What was like?
It was a rainy night on a rooftop.
Okay.
And Batman, who Affleck is, I think the great Batman.
He's got the chin.
Yep.
I'm excited for Affleck Batman.
And he pulls off. He's on this rooftop with the bat signal. He pulls off the tarp off the signal and he lights it up. And it flashes in the sky, and right in the middle of the bat signal is Superman, and his eyes are glowing red, his fists are clenched, and you see Batman look up at him, and Batman has his armor on from the Dark Knight,
okay,
Frank Miller's Dark Knight, and his eyes are white, which is just epic. There's
That's
no,
awesome.
Yeah, they're lit up white, and then it cuts out.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It's super rainy, and Superman, because it's just storming.
It's the perfect teaser.
And that sounds awesome.
That sounds
sweet. Going, and you're sitting there, and then you like a flash of lightning, and it kind of like it flashes out the entire sky, and then when it comes back, Superman is
that's awesome.
Like dead center in the middle of the bat signal, and just
he's not happy.
Yeah, it was
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was about to.
Yeah, the teaser I saw was like Batman watching the Zod thing. The Zod
that's fake.
That's fake.
Oh yeah,
that's fake.
Very fake.
Hold up,
I haven't yep. even. I don't. That's I haven't even fake. Seen that. But
yep. that's crazy. Yeah, because that was like I think that was like the first thing that everybody thought was real.
No, nope.
I thought it was real.
Everything on YouTube as far as the teaser trailer for Batman Superman, everything's fake.
Okay.
Yeah, there has not
Same.
Actually been.
See,
because
I thought that
all,
was
no. They had the teaser when Comic-Con happened last summer. Is when they show the teaser, and the teaser's only in, what, 15, 20 seconds? It's very short.
Yeah. I think the clip that I think is like 30, but yeah, it's...
Yep, it's very short, and they post, or, you know, people took it, took video with their cell phones and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
there
they,
is no official posted
yeah,
on okay. YouTube.
It's
the one that I saw, it was a
and
cell
that's,
phone.
And that's okay. the only one that is out there is that one. And so they... Had Comic-Con that night. People posted on YouTube. Within 5 hours, everything was gone. They wiped it clean.
Dang.
And the only way you can find it is if you go on a torrent, which is stupid because why wouldn't you want that free publicity?
That's, me and Nick talked about this earlier. Like, I remember way back before Guardians of the Galaxy came out, it leaked that, they showed the first footage for it at E3 and everybody lost their minds. It's like, why wouldn't you want people getting pumped
yeah.
about, especially
yeah,
about a movie
that much more hype.
Yeah, especially about a movie like Batman and Superman that has so many people that are like, I don't know about this. Like, why wouldn't you want to just get those people on board and on the hype train.
And I get
as
it
as possible
that they want to keep everything hush hush. They want it to be a surprise. You know,
yeah,
they're really keeping this plot like hammered down big time.
Oh yeah,
but at the same time,
they're like, Wonder Woman's going to be an Aquaman, and they're like throwing all this stuff that's like making me more uncertain about than anything. And it's like, why not just show something that is going to be like, this is what it is, like, and just calm everybody down a little bit. I think it would get me more psyched.
I think especially like where you mentioned with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Before that movie came out, no one knew who Guardians of the Galaxy were.
Yeah.
Unless, I thought it was going to be stupid.
Yeah. Unless you were.
There's
unless
still
you were
people.
A serious comic book fan, you would not have known who they. I mean, I enjoyed comic books since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't know all the characters.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I've read comic books for a while, but I only knew two.
Right.
Two of the characters.
Right. I knew Star-Lord.
Yep.
I knew Drax.
Yep.
I knew Thanos once I knew that he was in there, and I knew Ronan the Accuser once I knew that they were in there. I was familiar with those characters.
Groot was the only one I knew. That was it.
Really?
Yep.
See, I only knew
all
Drax.
I heard before I went in was that Star-Lord was like...
Chris Pratt?
No, like...
a guy?
Oh, the guy from Star Wars.
Luke Skywalker?
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
It was like Han Solo, but more like...
edgy.
Edgy.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind
of
what
I heard.
He's
more of a joker.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, that is a cool... Like, I like Han Solo, obviously. And like, if I can see more of that, I'm in for that.
And people were mad, like, when Chris Pratt was going to be... Because they were like...
He was a big boy.
Well, because that's the thing. Like, if you watch Parks and Rec, he's always just like this... pudgy, doughy moron character. And, like, he got in shape for Guardians of the Galaxy, and people were like, that's not him. He's supposed to be Andy Dwyer. He's supposed to be this fat moron. And like, all right, whatever. He nailed it as Star-Lord, and I've been watching Parks and Rec again since it started, it's still good.
It really solidified it for me. Like, I mean, within the first, like, 15 minutes of the movie, is when he's dancing through the
that
tunnels.
Dancing scene, like right
I'm
at
like,
the beginning.
I'm like, I'm gonna like this.
Yeah.
Like, I instantly knew, like, okay, this is going to be good. Because, like,
I regret
it was just funny. It was just funny enough, but you know, it wasn't stupid. You know, it was it was a perfect balance between like funny and not stupid. And I was like, that's awesome. Like, I'm gonna like this. You know.
See, and I regretted not seeing it in 3D because there's like when you watch a movie, you can see that if you're watching it in 2D, you can see.
Where they added 3D.
Where, like, that was intended to be in 3D, and there's that part where he kicks that little rat, alien rats thing, whatever, kicks it, and it flies directly in the direction of
we'll
the camera.
Call it an ROUS.
It might have been an ROUS, but it was unusually small size. Yeah. So,
yes. Oh, I got that.
Rats of unusual size.
It was unusually small.
I had to think about that for a second.
But he kicked that, and it came right towards the camera. I was like, kind of wish I was watching this in 3D now.
Yeah,
I will never pay 3D for a movie or pay.
He's a huge 3D hater, and I actually enjoy 3D if it's done well.
3D is the biggest cash grab the industry can do.
Oh, absolutely.
So Dane and I talked about this, but so you guys said that you went to the nice theater, and then you said the Carmike, and I think that was in your last episode. And Dane and I go to the AMC, and it is amazing.
Like, right.
Carmike for here is like the Taj Mahal.
Okay.
Like the AMC.
Because like we used to go to Carmike because there's a Carmike like a mile from my house. Well, now like literally another half a mile is, well, I guess it's the Marcus. It's the Marcus Theater. But they have all reclining seats. I mean,
but AMC is nice, like, is a nice theater.
AMC
there's
is
like the
same,
AMC
same thing.
42 or something in Burnsville or whatever.
Yes.
That's really, I think it's in Burnsville. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been there. That's a nice theater.
Great.
Well, that's what we have, like the ultra screen at the Marcus, and it's like an IMAX almost. Like it's not quite an IMAX, but it's still enormous and you know awesome. But yeah, it's like there's some movies where I want to see in 3D, but it just kind of depends on.
The Carmike's probably nicer than ours. Ours is kind of crappy.
Oh, it's not phenomenal. It's just by far the nicest in this area.
Well, the one we go to is kind of beat down.
By
I only go see Fast and Furious movies there because I know people are going to get turned up and do burnouts in the parking lot afterwards. Like, that's the only reason why I'm going.
You're there for the entertainment after.
Dinner and a show.
Yes.
See, Dane, what they mean by nice is that it has stadium seating. It's not just the slope with chairs on
it's
it.
It's not the River Falls movie theater.
Yes.
With the 3D, the only way 3D is good is if it's shot entirely with a 3D camera. If they do that conversion crap, like
if
Clash
they do it
of
in
the Titans,
post, it's, yeah.
It's horrible.
It's garbage.
Which I don't understand. I mean, it must cost like a ridiculous amount of money to rent one of those cameras or whatever it costs.
Because well, Dark
no
Knight
one
Rises,
shoots in 3D.
That was $500,000 for Dark one IMAX. And at that time, there were only four in the world. And Chris Nolan broke one during the subway or the tunnel chase scene.
Oh, yeah.
In what? What was that?
The Dark Knight.
Oh.
He busted one through during one of the explosions.
Imagine that.
He's
Bill.
He's got deep pockets.
Exactly.
I think
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he took care of it.
$500,000. Yeah.
But
good.
Yeah, if they can like
billion dollars.
And that's what
Avatar.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand why they don't use the cameras more. Like they could just do it in post. It must be super simple to do it in post, and then like they just don't care about shooting in 3D.
I could be wrong here. Was Gravity shot completely
yes.
with the IMAX 3D?
Yeah.
That
yes.
movie looked incredible.
That movie sucked yes. though.
It.
Well,
yeah,
well,
there's parts
still not
where I'm like,
I liked it. I liked it.
I've
I did
still
like
not
it.
Seen
visually,
it
was incredible.
I'll give it that, but I've never been so bored in my well, besides Unbreakable. I just thought it was a very boring movie, and I don't understand why it was hyped up
I liked
so
it,
much.
I liked it the first time. I don't think I would ever
I would never
it.
Watch it again. I would never watch
yeah.
it a second
yeah, like
time.
It has no replay value. Now,
no.
Like I said, I've never seen it. Am I correct? Like, there's like no dialogue in the movie.
No,
there's
dialogue.
Talks,
there's
a lot of. That's
no
all it is.
She
dialogue.
Talks
there's
to
no
George
music.
Clooney
I mean, it's just
for
constantly him, her, and George Clooney. Yeah.
For 20 okay. minutes at the beginning, she probably talks to George Clooney, and then she like talks to herself.
And
okay. Sometimes.
Don't think there's any music either.
No. Yeah, there music. Is, but it's like.
Oh.
It's real weird. Like background.
They when it's quiet. In space, everything's silent, just like the way space is supposed to
right.
be. And I think. When she's in the shuttles or what and whatnot, I think there is some music, but not much.
I mean, it's very little.
It's,
I mean,
it's a quiet.
It's meant
movie.
To be like what it would be like in space. Right, I mean, yeah. that's what it is. I mean, it's very much like that. So it's like that's what you have to expect from it. I mean, it's very dry and there's very little dialogue. But I mean, it's
and I give it that.
And yeah, and from what
and,
I
but the visuals,
visually,
I think,
it was
I mean,
just amazing.
Yeah, the visuals are absolutely.
So I think the
stunning.
Moral of the story is, kids, don't be an astronaut because it's not going to be any fun.
No, it's not.
It's and scary, and you'll die alone.
Jeez! Oh, wow, you went dark there.
Whoa.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. I mean,
I
all right, you ruined all every right. kid's dream ever.
All right, let's reel this one back in then, since we went that route. We were back to, we talked about Arrow, we talked about Flash, and I think we got off on this because you were trying to decide if I had to choose one, which would it be?
Wow, that was a long time ago.
It was. I'm trying to rein this back in.
And somewhere in the middle.
Woo. Okay, so I'll give Arrow another shot. I'll try and get through the next six episodes to get to the halfway mark. If I can get there, I can start
binge
to see.
Watch it.
See, I'm the same...
Just yeah. watch next Saturday. Just sit all day and just watch Arrow.
I'm that way.
I'll watch it with you.
With Gotham.
Yeah. I got a lot of Minecraft to play.
You got to finish your
Tell me you've
your
got
mine
some expansions card. Happening. Like you play, like Technic.
Please tell me you're kidding.
Get like the Technic
no, he's
expansion.
Heavily Minecraft.
Do you have any mods going?
No. I'm on Xbox One.
Oh, so. Gotcha. Then, yeah, if you're playing it on PC, I was going to tell you get
yeah,
Technic.
There's a ton of mods.
Get
yeah.
the Technic launcher because that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the guys that I work
the
with, they
crap
built
you guys
like
talking about.
We're talking about Minecraft. It's a big deal.
Like, okay, if you actually get into Minecraft, you can literally build anything that you want.
Yeah, I know that, and it's boring.
Look, have you ever built like
the Unbreakable
reactors?
Of video games?
Have
okay,
you?
But,
no,
here's the thing. Like, I see over
nuts.
There what appears to be a Tumblr.
That's, yes.
Yep.
You can build that.
I
but it can't
wouldn't
drive.
You want to build like a life like I mean like even bigger than life size like enormous Tumblr like so big it has like rooms.
I don't have that much time. And
so these guys that I work with, no kidding, they built a completely self-sustaining farm system.
Are they awesome. Are they married?
No, neither of them are. They're shocking. They're software engineers. So there you be.
Yeah.
But they built. I mean, literally, they have crops growing, and then above that, they have. Cows that are fertilizing the thing, and they have conveyors to transport everything. And then I believe they actually set it up so that they could butcher the cows and they could get meat from them. And it you can
That's
go
awesome.
So in depth with it. There was a guy, he built basically what he inadvertently built ended up being a gigantic black hole. He created this implosion. He actually shut down servers. Like, it actually started consuming everybody else's stuff in the game. People hated him because they spent days, weeks building stuff, and it all just got sucked into this black hole, and he destroyed everybody's stuff, and it actually took down a server.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. But that's...
It's an amazing game.
I mean, it really is.
It really is.
You look at it, and it's like, this is so childish, but...
Everybody can play it.
Anyone.
It's awesome.
My kids...
It's fun.
My kids play the crap out of
it. I have a 7-year-old, and he can craft just about anything. He'll ask me to play it with him. I'm like, yeah, we can play for a little bit. And he'll be mining and crafting stuff, and I will be literally falling asleep with the controller in my hand. I'll be going into the ocean today. Dad, wake up. You're going to drown. I'm just testing the water to see how hot it is.
Well, that's what I don't know. To me, it's just like Legos. Like, it's the same concept. I can build things. I can do things that, except it's like adult Legos. Like, I can build huge things that I can never build with Legos, like actual Legos. So I view it as that. That's how I... You know, and if I want to not be like sit there and have to dig for hours, I can do creative mode, and then I have everything at my disposal. I have diamonds, I have everything that I ever want to build with, and it's, you know, I can do it that way. So I just think that it's a really accessible game for anybody. I mean, anybody can play this game, and it's
fun. And have any of you seen? It was actually just released footage, I think earlier just this week, the HoloLens, and I want to say it might be Microsoft actually working on it.
Probably.
But it looks amazing. It's basically, it's like Oculus Rift. Okay. Have you seen any of this stuff on
Oculus? Yeah, I did see that.
Wow, that's way out of my league.
Oh, but this is amazing. It's basically a holodeck. You put it on, it creates an entirely 360-degree virtual reality around you that's all like touch interactive.
Okay.
It's nuts. There was, look it up, it's HoloLens.
I mean, the thing that I saw
was like a virtual boy?
Kind of, but like literally this dude, he sits down like in the middle, the video footage, dude kneels down like in the middle of his living room, and you see all of his Minecraft stuff, like castles and stuff popping up out of his coffee table and off the walls and things.
Okay, I saw a picture of that, but I didn't know what it
I can do that too with acid.
That'll do it, yes.
That'll do. Yeah, I mean, the thing I saw was like the guy was like working on like a motorcycle, and basically he had a video that he could move around. You know,
it's
like Minority Report style. Yeah.
Like while watching this video, or you know, the video was showing him things that he was doing. So I think there's applications outside of gaming that this would be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing, the Oculus Rift, they said they have a movie theater app, and it's the size of a real movie theater screen, and you can walk around in it and pick your seat, and it's crazy. Like, it's that size image. You're wearing it on your face.
Yeah, on your face.
It's the size of your glasses.
And you have Dolby 5.1.
Does this go over my nose?
And you have Dolby 5.1 headphones on, and it's crazy. Like, there's the stuff's going to be everywhere eventually. It's just a matter of time. It's the price point. All this.
And that's what we were talking about, that HoloLens at work the other day, that it looks phenomenal. And if they can actually get the application, you know, get it seamless and get it actually really ironed out well, be so sweet. Kind of like Kinect when it first debuted, it was like, this is going to be absolutely incredible. And realistically, for what it does, Kinect,
which is not a lot,
but it does it very well. What Kinect does is actually very, it's actually kind very of. Impressive.
It kind of is.
Right.
It's got some issues.
Have you played Star Wars Kinect?
I've not.
I'm Han Solo.
Yeah.
I'm
Han Solo.
I was pumped because I was like, oh, I can use Force. No, you can't do Jack Squat on that.
Yeah.
Basically, a bunch of remade songs with Star Wars in it.
The Just
Which
Dance.
Is actually kind of creative.
Yeah, the dance mode.
I'll give them that.
It's ridiculous, though.
But it's kind of like that. But they can take this, and if they can get it ironed out, it's going to be really sweet.
So I'm going to reel this in a little.
Okay.
And get back like way back
to the movies.
To movies, because we were just talking about this today. Was the Ant-Man trailer?
Ooh. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm excited.
I am on the train.
We are also on the train.
It is
Ant-Man is not. He's
an article.
He's a D-lister.
Okay, there was an article online.
It's like having Kathy Griffin.
The article was why Ant-Man will be the most important movie in the Marvel Universe.
Because it'll be the first bad one, other than Iron Man 3.
Other than what?
Iron Man 3.
What?
I hated Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3 was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Iron Man 3 was bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. A spy movie.
I thought you meant Iron Man 1.
No.
It was
no.
a buddy cop flick with a little kid and Tony Stark.
And
one,
good job,
two,
good job, yeah. Shane Black.
But
sorry, continue.
So they are. Yeah, this thing, supposedly, it's going to take so many of the elements of the Marvel Universe and just tie them together, which they're working on doing. I mean, it's working on forming an entirely cohesive universe. If you watch all of the after credits of everything, it's all starting to tie together.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Howard the Duck.
That might tie together. You never know.
Dumb. Dumbest thing I stayed for after the movie.
If he's the next Guardian of the Galaxy. If he's in.
I know you guys, I didn't hear your last podcast, like all of it we were listening to on the way here, but you guys are talking about after credits scene.
Yep.
I wanted to shoot myself after staying for Howard the Duck. I hated that.
And the only reason that's in there is because Marvel is actually doing a Howard the Duck movie again. Like, they're going to do a re-release on that.
That's fine. Right. It was just dumb. It was just.
And I don't know if it actually ties in at all. But there was actually something else. There was something else in that after credit scene that was like a little bit of a teaser that was not strictly the Howard the Duck. There was something else, if I remember, with the dog. Somehow that
yeah there was something with that dog because they went back to it a couple of times
that
I,
dog
I never
is, isn't that dog
it.
A comic book character
yeah. I thought so but I
with,
yeah
with the cone
had, yeah the cosmonaut dog
yeah, I had no idea
it's in Marvel somewhere I yeah. literally can't remember but I know it's a character
right so that was part of the tie-in with that as well
because if I remember right he like talks and he has like psychic powers or something
crazy
yeah. see with Ant-Man I Dane informed me because I read a little bit of comics. But I'm
he
not,
didn't know.
Like,
he thought he was going to be dope.
He was,
he's like, he's going to be the size of a skyscraper. I'm like, no, that's Yellow Jacket. He's actually cool.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be
this is
Yellow
Ant-Man.
Jacket.
Like, well, Ant-Man does could become Giant Man.
Eventually.
And
but
he,
right now, he's like getting small and punching
and then he
cancer. You're like, no.
It's true.
I'm going to hit you with my little hand.
Like, this isn't. No. It shows him
which
flying
he should
on
have
an
Stephen
insect.
Amell from Arrow's support in punching cancer, so
agreed.
That's good.
Agreed.
But I don't know.
No,
I'm excited.
I
think it's kind of cool.
That's what I just think like he needs to be able to get big too. The growing small thing. I mean, there's only so much you can do with that. I guess
they showed him riding
the size.
Sort of
like when he becomes like the other one. What was it again?
Yellow Jacket.
Yellow Jacket. When he becomes that, like,
see,
he's able to like, fly and stuff too, right?
Here's the thing.
And then he can like
here's
punch.
The thing.
And like when he punches, it actually like I mean it's like hard. It's not just like.
Yeah,
like he can be like this big and punch, and it's like.
Well, in theory, when he's little, he can do the same thing.
Oh,
when he punches, okay. Yeah, when he's little, it's supposed to be feel the impact of, you know, whatever force he's using. Right.
Here's the gray area, though. Like he may never become Yellow Jacket because this isn't Hank Pym is the
right.
guy that becomes
Scott
Yellow Jacket.
Lang,
yes.
is who they're actually using as.
And this is the guy that just steals the suit and his aunt.
I mean, they're taking even like more liberties with like because like wasn't Hank Pym the guy who created. Ultron.
Ultron, yes. And now
like
it's
now
Iron
it's,
Man.
Well,
now
yeah. And then Hank Pym was also a wife beater.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
I'm down with
fun
that.
Little fact
he
right
beats
there.
Up Wasp. He beats up Wasp.
I thought like 2 minutes in we had alienated all the women. If there were any still listening, they're done now.
They
we're
are,
talking
they absolutely shut
wasp.
It off.
Yes, but Hank Pym, I believe, is in the movie. I think
he's Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
Michael
he's
Douglas
the guy that gives
Hank
him
Pym.
The suit. He's like,
who's like ancient? Like, I don't know how he's still alive.
I don't. I'm actually.
Catherine
Zeta-Jones for...
sucked him dry. She stole his life force. He looks 200
and
years old.
That's how his cancer went away.
We're just gonna go straight past that statement and completely ignore it.
That's
so
how she stays young.
Is gonna suck.
I'm excited for Ant-Man. I think it'll be kind of cool. I do wish it was more of a Hank Pym storyline than Scott Lang, but I don't know.
I know. I'm actually looking forward to it because I can't wait for Marvel to fail once.
That's what I think
they've been
be
riding
first.
This boat for too long.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the comic book movies. I'm really stoked that they can do those now, but they're oversaturating it. And they're going to end up killing the franchise, I think.
Well, I think it'll be.
Because they're coming out with a movie almost every year, sometimes twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
See, and here's my thing with that.
That's just too much.
No one knew Guardians of the Galaxy. And in my opinion, that's in competition for the best Marvel movie that's been released. I mean, it was phenomenal. It, to me, it's it's in competition for first or second. Mm-hmm. Either that or Winter Soldier were phenomenal. Yeah. At least in my opinion, those are my top two in the Marvel Universe so far. And same thing with this. No one knows Ant-Man. Because
nobody cares.
Yeah. No one cared about Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, a year and a half ago, if I'd have said Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever, I don't care.
But
they're their own thing, though. Like at some point, Ant-Man has to exist in a world with Thor. What are you going to do when Thor and Iron
grow
Man
small,
are there? Captain
America. I'm going to throw you.
Yeah. Like Scarlet Witch, or sorry, not Scarlet Witch. I always do this. Black Widow and Hawkeye are already like grasping at straws to stay relevant among the Avengers. And you
especially
add,
Hawkeye.
Yeah, I bet you he dies in Avengers 2, by the way.
He
is getting smoked because there is not one scene where he's with the other Avengers.
That is my. I'm yeah.
Well,
they have more
said
hacking arrows.
He's super dead.
They said that something is going to happen in this in the Age of Ultron that's going to pretty much. Change the Avengers universe.
Well,
forever.
Joss Whedon loves killing people.
I'm on the impression. Yeah. I mean, I haven't read the whole Firefly. Infinity Gauntlet. I don't know all about this, but Dane has led me to believe that a lot of people die.
Yes,
like
it's true.
Everybody
and
dies.
Then comes
if they're heading towards Infinity Gauntlet, which they gots to be, people die. Everybody like
well, Civil
nearly
War.
Everyone
okay.
dies.
Well, how many of the Infinity Stones do they have now? Three or four.
The Aether.
They've got the Aether. They have,
which I don't even know what gem that is. They, but yeah, I assume it's one. And then they got the Tesseract.
The Tesseract.
And then the one in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
So that's three of the four.
What was the Aether one?
Ether was the Thor.
The Dark World.
Oh, yeah.
The Dark
World. I didn't think that was a gem.
I could have sworn that they like briefly touched on a fourth one in...
that one Marvel movie.
Yeah, it was a Marvel movie. I can't think of it right offhand. But yeah, they've definitely... gathered three of them.
Oh no! Wait, it was revealed, wasn't it, at the end of Winter Soldier that Loki's staff was one.
Yes,
one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Loki already has.
Yes. Thanks for the spoiler, butthole.
Oh, sorry.
I've seen Winter Soldier.
Not the end though.
What?
That's
I didn't see the end credits.
Quicksilver
too busy
running
watching Howard the Duck.
After the last episode, I told you to go back and watch the after.
I don't
credits.
Own it yet.
Yeah, sorry.
Shame on you.
I told you to YouTube.
Spoiler alert. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are in it.
I told you. I'm like, just YouTube, Winter Soldier, after credits, you'll find it. That's your own fault, sir.
Have you not seen me in these podcasts? I don't remember a whole lot of what's going on sometimes.
You haven't had a stroke for like an hour, though.
I've been doing pretty well.
I mean, I do agree that they're oversaturating. I mean, there's stuff that I want to see that I'm not seeing, and there's stuff that I don't want to see that I am seeing. Like, I don't want to see Ant-Man. I don't really care about it. I mean, I'll go see it, but I don't really care about
it. Yeah.
But like, I would love to see another Hulk movie. I want to see a real Hulk movie. Like, I liked the last one.
I love.
I was
the
actually
one.
I was a fan of Edward Norton, and I was actually disappointed when they said that what's his name,
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo is going to be doing it. Because I didn't know how they were going to.
He did all right.
He did all right.
I enjoyed it.
And that's why I wasn't. But I would like to see another movie where it's like.
But they're not.
Because every movie that we've seen with the Hulk, it's been like an origin. Like, oh, this is what happens. And it's like, okay, can we get past that? What's the next movie?
I would love to see.
We've done that with Iron Man. We've done that with Thor. And now we've had additional movies with them.
They've stated that they will never make another Hulk movie.
Which is.
A bummer.
Yeah, a bummer.
A little bit of Nick
I would love to see
died.
One.
Everybody else gets theirs, but
I would love
him.
To see a one-off where he fights like all those secondary characters that are like near useless that they created to fight the Hulk, like
Ant-Man,
like Drax. Drax. That's how I knew him. He was originally a Hulk. Like,
oh, really?
I'm here to fight the Hulk.
Yep.
And then eventually, like, they turned him into like now he's like a knife guy or whatever. But he was like a big heavy.
Isn't there like an entire planet of Hulks?
No, you're thinking
that's
Planet Hulk. Or Planet Hulk.
There is,
But
I'm saying that there's like
he's the only one on that planet. Though. Like he becomes like a war king, like because he's the strongest one there is. Like they ship him away from the Avengers because they're like you're too violent, and they ship him away.
I mean, there's other like strong people there. Right?
Well,
yeah, but he destroys all of them. Yeah,
they have other Hulks.
That's what we want to see though.
There's
we
the
want
to
see him destroy.
There's Red Hulk.
Hulk. There's
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
I would love to see. I would love to see.
That's one thing.
Yeah, me too.
Am I wrong? Is Red Hulk a different person than Bruce Banner? Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yep, he is a general.
Because I'm reading X-Men versus Avengers right now, and they make him, like, he says, I'm the strongest one there is. And I'm like, no, that's Green Hulk. Who are you?
Who are you, clown?
And he just drops that line like it's his, and I'm like,
I can't remember how
yours.
He became Red Hulk,
Yeah, I can't off the top of my head either.
But yeah, so there's the red one. There's
so the red one shows up. And they just kick the green one out of the Avengers. They're like, you're gone. What?
No, Red Hulk was actually a bad guy for quite a while.
Okay. And he's temperature based, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. That's kind of dumb.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is there an Aqua Hulk?
No. There's an Aqua Lad.
It's Aqua Lad.
Don't get Nick started on Aquaman either.
I'm excited for an Aquaman movie.
Oh, ick.
Oh,
no. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
I like Aquaman, but I just don't want to see him.
I'm ready. Who did they cast? That's like saying, hey, I'm ready for a Robin movie.
I would be down with a Nightwing movie.
Yes. I want to see Nightwing so bad.
How about this? A Nightwing Netflix series or something.
Yeah. That's what,
like Daredevil and Iron Fist are getting there.
I cannot wait for Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
They're doing Daredevil on Netflix, so that's going to be...
Yeah, it's almost done.
Yeah,
it should be.
When have you seen? You saw like the image or whatever. I think they released some images.
I just saw the costume, and the costume looked.
It looked kind of lame. He looked like just a generic ninja.
But I'm hoping that that's like a first.
They're gonna explain his origins.
His first edition is just black bath towels wrapped around.
Yes.
No, I would dig a Nightwing movie in a huge way. I think that'd be sweet.
I would even be fine.
Like they went that route. Almost.
I would even be fine.
Oh,
with
don't
like a
get me started on The Dark Knight Rises with that.
Hey,
okay,
they went
I would be fine
that way.
I would be fine if
okay,
there was a
say,
one-off Nightwing movie
on one
with JGL.
This probably.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with it as long as it wasn't like tied into Batman Superman.
Tell me if you hated this, Mike. Mike's gonna tell me if you hated this. In The Dark Knight Rises, at the very end, he says, "You should use your real name, Robin." And I about lost it.
Tim Drake or Jason Todd.
Yes, anything other than Robin,
that
and I would have been fine.
Not your first name.
I would have been
Jake
fine.
Grayson.
Jason Todd.
Heck,
Todd.
I would have even taken a Damien.
Oh
wow!
Like I about
that's going.
That would have been.
Yeah,
I would have even worse though, because then that one when it was a son.
Right, Damien Wayne over a
Robin. Who? No one's name is Robin.
No. I'm fine with it not being Robin. I thought that was dumb too, but I'm saying like, why not just Dick Grayson? Keep it simple, you know. Just Dick Grayson.
Yeah, that's what it could have been.
Comes Nightwing,
and I just don't know why.
Or Batman,
been,
either like, way.
Why?
My pick would have been Jason Todd in that scenario, but
I don't
well,
care.
He ultimately
who.
Becomes bad,
just,
and then he would
not,
have to become good
not
again.
Robin,
right?
I think it was like they were appealing.
That
would
have been tough to do in like a one-off.
Like 30 million people, as opposed to like the people that. Know his name, you know,
and which,
like, oh, no one knows, like, these moms aren't gonna know
that's
who Robin
the other
or,
issue with that.
Anybody's name is
this is a huge franchise, and you've got so many purists that are like, no, don't do that, but you also have to cater to the other 90% of the people that are going to see this that made you that $1 billion.
Yeah,
and I'll
so,
give
there's kind of that to factor in as well.
I give Marvel credit for that because they are going for the fans. They don't care about the they care about the non-fans, obviously. That's why they give them origins and whatnot. But these movies are meant for the fans. And they, for the most part, they do pretty well with sticking with the Marvel universe. I mean, they have liabilities here and there, like what movies they're supposed to. But Nolan kind of said, screw you guys. I'm doing this for the non-fans where... You know, even the non-fans.
He kind of tried
still,
to bring it mainstream.
Still would have gotten
a little bit
that,
more than he should have, I
that
guess.
Hint.
Maybe.
What's that?
Like maybe he tried to bring it a little more mainstream than he should have.
Way too much, I think. Yeah,
they should.
I'll accept that. A little
there could have
yeah.
been way more subtle ways to do what that last scene did. Like have him have like a Robin pin on the whole
right.
movie, and then be like, "Oh, you should use your
well,
real
even
name, Dick
even
Grayson. Frick,
I mean, if Chuda said, "Oh, you know, you should use your real name, Dick Grayson." And then if you would have turned around and said, oh, my friends call me Robin, or, you know, something
ooh,
that like
would
that.
Would be good.
Like,
yeah.
okay. Bang.
You know, some kind of like, you know, then people would know, oh, hey, it's Robin.
Yep.
And then you still give your fans service. You know, it's like, I just think that they could have handled that. In a
heck,
better
even
way.
Batman yeah. Forever did better with when they first showed Dick Ray, or was it Dick? No. Who did Chris O'Donnell play in Batman Forever? Was it Dick Grayson?
He was Dick.
Yeah. But even, you know, that subtle hint with the Robin on his bike helmet, that was
yeah.
that I thought that was
right.
done very well.
Yeah.
For a Joel Schumacher piece of crap.
Yes. So we should get to wrapping this up.
I was like, we're
I was gonna say this might be a two-parter.
2 hour mark.
This might be a two-parter.
We might have to put like an intermission in the middle or something. But all right, so yes, as far as TV shows, watch Arrow. That's okay. The one you want to see.
I'll check it out.
I think you should watch The Flash both, but hey, check out Arrow if you have to pick one or the other.
I'll check out Arrow.
Gotham, we didn't really cover a whole lot, but we've gone real long.
I like it.
Yeah, I will just say, that's my thing. It started
Dane
out,
likes it. Okay, we're done.
Credits. End scene. Yeah. No, I liked it right out of the gate, and then a couple episodes in, it was just like, it took a serious downturn, and then it only took like an episode or two to bring it right back up for me.
I checked out.
I think where it was, like Balloon Man, okay, not to give too much away, but there was an episode with a Balloon Man.
Yeah.
Oof. Dumb.
Horrible.
And then there was an episode where you think that the Penguin dies, and then he comes back. And when he hits land again, I think that's when it picks back up again. Like, that's when you start saying, okay, this is turning around. He's back. He's starting to make moves. Yeah. I mean, he's making moves into this system of like, I'm no longer going to be picked on and
I'm taking this guy. Over.
I'm going to move. I'm going to put myself in a position where I can move up. And he's doing that.
And can we all agree that Fish Mooney is a terrible character?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Day one, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What a stupid
I didn't even
name.
Have to see the first episode. That's a bad character. You shouldn't do that.
Absolutely.
So. I don't think I've ever seen anything with Jada Pinkett Smith that I like.
Yeah.
Matrix.
I mean, she's just...
No.
I don't like her in that either.
Even though she's in it for like 20 minutes.
No.
Exactly. Nope, didn't like it.
All right. So, Gotham, started out cool, went downhill in like two episodes, and then picked right back up like two episodes later, and I've really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And now we're back to... just after the fall finale, middle season break, whatever.
Well, my understanding is that Zaz is having more of a role, too.
Yes.
I don't know. Zaz is awesome. I am like two episodes back, three episodes back, something like that. Before where I know Jim gets reassigned to Arkham Asylum. I'm at the Harvey Dent episode.
Okay, yeah.
I just watched that.
Zaz is awesome.
Yeah, like, that's what I've heard.
Like a coming
out
party where he is awesome. You're like, this is sweet. I want to see more of this.
Yeah.
So maybe I should get back into it.
I like that they brought Zaz into it. It adds kind of a new dynamic to it, especially if it sounds like he's going to have like a recurring theme.
It seems like they're very.
He's definitely
cool.
Like
they're
a
very,
main.
They're being very specific about their.
That's pretty cool.
Their actor choices, and I think that's good because, like, you know, the Penguin, I was instantly sold on him.
Oh, he was good.
Was Robin Lord Taylor,
great,
very well.
Great person to choose for that.
And Ben McKenzie as Jim Gordon.
Yes.
And I've seen Zaz. I think he was in one episode that I've seen. Yep. And I think he's a very
good
character.
He shows up and you don't realize how big of a deal he is until later on.
Yeah.
You're like, oof.
Yeah. And
this
that's
dude
like,
is awesome.
And he I think, is a good actor.
Who?
Yeah,
yes.
He's doing a
the
good
guy
job
that plays Zaz.
Awesome.
I can't remember
his
name.
Idea. I don't even know if I know who he was if he had hair. Because he has like his eyebrows gone.
Do they do him justice where he has all the marks on his body?
Yeah. He has them on his arms. Like right now.
He doesn't have a lot yet.
Yeah. He doesn't have a whole lot, but he's doing them as it goes.
Okay. So they're doing that right now.
He's doing it.
Yeah, the casting for the show is really good. Robin Lord Taylor as Penguin was sweet. Ben McKenzie for Jim Gordon.
Yep.
And I love Donald Logue as Harvey Bullock. That was really sweet.
Awesome.
So he nailed that one.
It's hard for me to get
into
it.
There's a couple of...
I won't get into Mandy's feelings about Donald Logue.
Well, that's what, like, there's a... It seems like they've chosen some good actors and then some that are not so good and ones that I'm not interested in. Like, his girlfriend, Gordon's...
Yes.
Barbara.
Yep.
Barbara. Not interested in anything she has going on. I don't care.
Well,
she's lesbian,
she's
whatever.
Very minor right now.
She kind of had that thing with Montoya back in the day.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
And so I don't care about any of
that.
That
was weird.
That's
Jada
like,
Pinkett Smith. I don't care about any of that. I don't.
She's lesser and lesser as it's going on, too. And spoiler alert. It looks like she's gonna be.
Yeah, she.
I don't think she's gonna survive
the
show.
I knew
long.
She wouldn't last.
I don't think she'll survive
the whole
season.
And I mean, I don't
think
he's gonna be in
it
very long. But the guy from if you've seen Dexter, he's the dad. No, he's the chief.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he plays.
Yeah. The Batista.
Basically, right now, Penguin is right underneath him.
He's okay. I saw him. Yeah, he owns the restaurant.
He's Maroney.
Maroney, yes. Yeah. And
Don
I don't think
Maroney.
He's going to be in it for too long, but I do think that like.
Yeah, I can see Don Maroney going out.
I do think that he's a good.
He's awesome.
I like him as an actor. He's
yes.
a very good.
Yeah, I like
actor.
Him.
And I like him so.
Yeah, I think they actually cast both of the Dons really, Falcone and Maroney both.
Yes.
So I think they've made some pretty good choices, 80% good choices, and then a couple of ones.
I'm
kind of
indifferent about Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Like casting wise.
Yeah, and I haven't, like I said, I'm on that episode. I don't actually know if I actually finished that episode, so I'm Yeah, still, I would still be on the fence with that. But that's, it was Bruno Heller, the producer for, he did The Mentalist, and he's doing Gotham now. Really good with casting. Yeah. You know, whether you did or didn't like The Mentalist, or if you've ever watched The Mentalist, or however you feel about that, great casting. And same thing, I think, with Gotham.
If Gotham listens to their fans, Fish Mooney is going to be out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think so. Because I don't think anybody likes her. I mean, I think it's kind of a bad character.
And every time they show her, it's the same scene, almost.
She does the same thing repetitively.
Yes. It's like her just being like, this is how we're going to do it. I'm the best in the business. This is how we're going to do it. And like, you're like, okay. And then it's her just getting caught every time and be sneaky. And it's like,
how was the relationship with Gordon and Bruce?
It's kind of pulling back. I don't think I've seen Bruce in probably three or four episodes.
Yeah, the episode that I was at, he basically told him, I have to take a break from working your parents' case, basically. Yeah. Said I have to pull back for everyone's safety.
And that's another thing that it seems like they're figuring out as they go is the relationship between Bruce and Alfred. Because at first I didn't like their relationship.
I don't like that Alfred.
Like they, no,
he's
I didn't like
a
it.
He's jerk.
Yeah,
he is a big D bag. I'm just throwing that one out there.
I mean, the last episode, I don't know if he gets any better in the newer episodes, but in the ones that I've seen, it seemed like towards the end of the ones, Bruce was starting to stand his ground. Like, hey, no, I pay you.
Right.
Like, you work for me, and, you know, kind of like,
which is
he wasn't
kind of
telling him what to do, but he
right.
was very much more forceful of, like, I'm not going to let you be,
I haven't even
you know.
Hit puberty, but you're an old man, and I'm going yes. to boss you around.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's getting at. It's slowly turning into that, like, hey, you're not in charge of me. Like, this is, you know, roles are reversed here.
Yeah.
So I think they'll get better with that as time goes on.
I think the last thing I saw is when Bruce got beat up a little bit at school, and then... Alfred's like,
and then,
well, hey, let's go talk. Yeah. It goes to his house.
Yeah, very adult like. Drives there so he can beat the kid up.
I'm like, well, that's called assault. So we just don't do
like,
that.
What would you like to do? Let's go get pizza. Yeah, let's go get pizza. And they leave. Yeah. What?
I mean, it's a very weird relationship that those two
and have. Literally, I mean, Alfred, he stops Bruce, and then Alfred tells the kid, "Next time, I won't stop him." What?
Okay. What?
You're going to let him beat a kid to death?
Now I'm
going to
make you smoke a whole pack of cigarettes.
Toughen you up a little bit.
Yeah, so. It's kind of a weird,
gotta get
weird
your
Alfred.
First taste
but.
Of him.
But no, I enjoy it. I'm like I said, I'm a few episodes back, but...
Not a bad show.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. You should probably check it out again.
It's tough for me. I don't like cop... Or,
After Balloon Man, you were out.
Well, yeah, that's the last episode I saw, and I saw how bad that was.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm not big on crime dramas. Batman, I've said it before, is my guy. That's who I've always been into. And it's just hard to watch a show without Batman. That is.
That's what I think it'd be more about, like, the show Batman. Seems to be like more about the villains than Batman.
Yeah, itself. It is.
Like it's, you know, really explaining like their backstory, the villains of all this entire world. So, I mean, and I don't think it is for everybody because there is a lot of people that don't like they don't like detective shows. Like you said,
right.
That's very much what it is. Okay. This happened. We
I think a lot
guy.
Of people went into this expecting another superhero lead in, and it's not that.
And I had a lot of issues with the ages and what they're doing to the Batman universe, which I really
you mean
don't
the fact
like.
That like some of them are like
there's some blurred
30
lines.
Years older than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be the same age and best friends, like Harvey Dent.
Yeah. Well, like,
yeah, Harvey Dent's going to be like 75 years old.
Like Riddler.
He's ready
I mean,
to, like,
right.
Riddler is very young when Batman's fighting him, it seems
right.
like, and it doesn't seem that way in the show because he's already, like, 30,
I mean,
I think.
He's like an intern at Gotham. Or not.
Yeah,
Gotham.
He's
PD.
Easily mid-20s to late 20s.
Right.
But
so, good show.
I enjoy it. All right, so that's TV. We should probably actually wrap this up. Like, we kind of...
We should really wrap this up.
It got off the rails.
This might be a two-parter.
Long. Yeah, we might have to break
Split
this down
one
a little
up.
Bit. But, you know, we intended to talk comics a little bit more and this and that. But, yeah, you know, whatever.
We'll have to say that for another one.
Hopefully, as we mentioned, we talked about it without your consent, but that's fine. We might bring this in and try to do, you know, more regular collaborations and try to get things going and...
Make some magic.
I mean, ideally, we were thinking like once a month. I think that
see if we can figure something out. And we even talked a little bit about like we could audio conference it online or something too. If we don't want to make the commute every month, or if it's like, hey, this ain't gonna work out today. It's not that bad.
As long as it's Skype, because I need to be able to see Mike.
I need to watch his reactions as I say ridiculous things.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. And yeah, we'll try to get some more collaboration going. One thing, yeah, I'd say we should wrap it up. One thing that we had talked about a little bit amongst ourselves, we never actually brought it to the public, and we've kind of, Mike and I have kind of teased about it a little bit on some of the podcasts, that we were talking about Comic-Con coming up in May. Nothing in stone yet, but there is a possibility of, again, a crossover collaboration, Two Talking Nerds and the Game Force 5 getting together and actually having our own exhibit at Comic-Con Minneapolis in May.
Might even be selling some shirts I've previously worn.
Yeah. Ladies. Nice.
Yeah, we've got a Game Force
Remember
5 shirt.
I got some Batman underwear.
So anyway, nothing in stone yet, and it may or may not happen, and we're kind of hoping it does. It's but we'll
Yeah, and we'll iron out the details, yeah. But I think we're pretty in, so
yeah.
It should be a cool deal, I think. Yeah. If we can make it work.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And there's rumors of us going to PAX in the fall. So.
Nice.
In Washington.
Yes.
Seattle, mm-hmm. Washington.
I'd fly out to Washington.
Yeah.
I'll start walking.
We're kicking some ideas around.
Have you guys seen things the Spider-Man big. Outfit?
I've not, but I'm excited
you are
to
in
see
for
it.
A treat.
You're about to. We're going to post
you
a picture
are in
of
for a treat.
I just got turned on a little bit.
We're going to post a picture of Nick on Facebook in his Spider-Man outfit, so buckle up.
I like that.
It is fantastic.
All right. But so that might happen. We'll see. Again, so we're going to wrap it up. That's our episode, our crossover. Two Talking Nerds, Game Force 5. Thank you guys for coming down. Thank you for the gifts. You guys come bearing gifts.
Yeah, welcome.
That was sweet.
Thanks for the crappy movie.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Anytime. You will
next
love it.
Podcast, you're going to want to review it. I promise you.
I promise you will. It's so good.
I will. I'll probably watch it tonight.
Yep.
Right on. So
we usually, do you guys pump your Twitter or anything?
That's what I was going to hit.
Okay.
That.
Do you even go on Twitter anymore?
I've not posted anything to our Twitter.
Dane's our Twitter.
I actually am on Twitter all the time.
Yes. He's our Twitter
guy. My personal, I follow that, and I keep track of stuff.
Well, of course you follow your own.
Right? I've not posted anything for Two Talking Nerds, so I'm going to. I need to.
I actually made a Twitter account.
I saw that, and you followed Two Talking Nerds. So that's good.
Game Force 5 has been a black hole for a while since we haven't had an episode.
Yeah, ours has been since like episode 2.
Yeah.
So. I just never think about it. I have it on my phone. I'm like, wow. Yeah. If I'm going to tweet it, I'm just going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
Screw you, Twitter.
And that's like what I should do is actually set it up so that the Twitter feed actually
shows up.
It just
on your
pushes.
I mean, technically, we have a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
Google,
and
awesome.
YouTube.
We don't have an Instagram.
Well, we have not updated any of those probably in the past 2 months.
I have a YouTube channel called Mike's Rad Movie Reviews.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I'm about to check it out.
Yeah.
But I actually thought about posting our podcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. You could film this thing.
Do a video cast.
People want to see this.
Mm. Right here. Right here. What am I touching? Boy. Good thing there's no camera.
I mean,
right now.
No, people have no idea that we do this completely naked.
Oh, I'm sweating up the couch right now.
It's getting hot in here.
I got some back sweat going.
So, all right, yeah. So social media feeds, check us out. Facebook.com/2TalkingNerds. We are on Twitter at 2TalkingNerds. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And I will let you guys plug your own
Podomatic. Don't forget that.
Podomatic.com/2TalkingNerds if you want to get it directly from the
and
horse's
we
mouth.
We are at Game Force 5 on Facebook. Also on Twitter at Game Force 5.
Yep.
And you can catch Dane at
D17 Dane.
And I'm at StyGuy1010.
Is that how old you are?
No. That's my favorite number.
His favorite number is 17.
I
just
look
folks.
That young.
I like sevens a lot. I don't know about 17.
I prefer 18.
You'll learn mine's 10. Everything I have is 10, so.
Yeah, and you guys are on iTunes as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, so on iTunes, also on iTunes. Podomatic. Same thing, Podomatic / Gameforce 5. I think we're all over the internets.
Yeah.
Buckle up for YouTube too. We're gonna be actually posting gameplay videos soon.
We will be.
Cool. You guys have PS4 or just Xbox?
I have a PS4. He has an Xbox One. We both have Wii U's. And I'm going to buy a capture kit soon. So
yes.
I'll say if...
capture kit is a little like...
My PS4 doesn't need a capture kit because it's a real system, so I can use Share Factory. But we got to get one for the Xbox One.
Oh, my...
And then we can...
We also need to get one for the Wii U because that's what we're mainly going to be playing here.
We'll have to do a PS4 collaboration sometime.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fun.
Right on.
Yeah.
Since you don't have one, loser.
I mean, if Tyler would bring his cameras next time.
Yeah, that was a thing that we forgot. Like, I even
have a camera.
I brought some games and like we could have, you know, played some games and everything, but this went way longer than we were anticipating.
Way longer.
Anyway,
well, maybe if you guys would have gotten here sooner.
Well, we will show up earlier next time.
We left at 2.
It's a good thing we didn't play games for an hour or two before.
See, we didn't want to get here and then have it be awkward with Mike, and then we were just sitting here for hours on end.
I was sprawled on the couch.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
You were just waiting the whole entire time.
Not
for
sure
us
if I was clothed or not, but you know.
You were when we got here. That's the important thing. Yes. So
we're here now. Good to go.
So that's it. That's our episode for us, Two Talking Nerds. This has been episode 7 for the Game Force 5. I believe this will be episode 12. So thank you guys for... I know. These guys were rocking out a weekly there for
a while.
Ooh,
look at us. We got 12 episodes.
We started at the gate hot weekly. And then...
Just couldn't.
Soon realized it is way too much.
It's an endurance game, not a sprint.
Right. So anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. Check us out online. Subscribe. All that good business. Signing off, this is Two Talking Nerds. I am Tyler.
I'm Mike.
And Game Force 5.
I'm Nick. Dane.
Whoa, I talk first, son.
I'm usually the host. I get top billing.
Okay,
CEO.
Fine, talk. You go.
Go CEO.
I'm Nick, head of operations.
And as his business card says.
And I hand it over to?
And I'm Dane. I'm just some guy that works for Nick, I guess. And
send us out, Dane.
Okay.
You're failing at your job right now.
I don't have a sign off. Okay. Have a good week, everybody.
Okay,
that's it, guys. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
We'll see you guys later.